government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday, June 5th, 2008. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis, and I'll be sitting in for the rest of the week. I was here with you yesterday with a ton of Bilderberg stuff. Huge breaking news from Bilderberg. Alex is out there. There's a story posted over at Infowars.com. He was on Coast to Coast AM last night. And after the short segment, we'll play that for you. Alex should be joining us in about a half an hour. But they had some kind of a fire drill last night. They kicked everybody out, probably did another sweep. And just huge news from Bilderberg. Also, we got this email today, which I thought was pretty hilarious, if true, and I think it is true. The DOJ placed an order for 125 iPods with Bilderberg 2008 engraved on the backs shipping to Chantilly, Virginia. They're going to be late, so they are freaking out. I just thought it was kind of funny. Well, I think it's not that funny that the Department of Justice is purchasing iPods for the elite, and they're engraving it for their little club. But of course, Bilderberg doesn't even exist. Alex must be at some fake meeting right now or making it up, because Bilderberg doesn't exist. There is no shadowy group of elitists that actually run the country, right? Well, that's not what the Washington Times? Or no, I think it was Washington Post actually did that huge article just a couple weeks ago where they were going through Rothkorp's book, and Bilderberg is one of those organizations in which decisions are made, and the vast majority of these guys are white Anglo-Saxon males. However, there are a few exceptions. I think he said something like 6% of them were actually women, and that's why Hillary Clinton went in 2006 to the Bilderberg meeting, although she denies even knowing what it is. We're going to play that clip later on, because we're going to have student scholars for 9/11 Truth on in the final hour, Justin Martell. And Justin Martell, Mike Jackman, Eric Jackman, these guys have confronted every presidential candidate this year, Barack Obama, John McCain, and of course Hillary Clinton. And when Hillary Clinton is asked about the Bilderberg Group, she denies any knowledge of what it is. Mike Jackman then says, well, what about your husband? Your husband went to Bilderberg, and she kind of nods, and she's just like, I can't help you. I don't know what this meeting is. Well, yesterday on the show, we played the clip of Clinton actually talking about Bilderberg Group and how, indeed, he did go to Bilderberg Group and how, indeed, they do set policy there. And he said something about how he wasn't able to set any policy for NAFTA, that those decisions had already been made before he got there. He was just there to sit down with some Europeans to talk about Russia and what was going to happen there. Well, this is all about globalization, and that's why I've got to bring up the fact that Kevin Rudd, who I believe is the president of Australia, is now calling for an Asia-Pacific Union similar to the European Union, and he wants this done by 2020, and he has appointed veteran diplomat Richard Wolcott, one of his mentors, as a special envoy to lobby regional leaders over the body. You see, we have the European Union. We're on the verge of a North American Union. The Pan-American Union's been around for a while. Okay? They really want this Asia-Pacific Union. And when our job is done in the Middle East, we will have a Eurasian Union. And when we have these, four or five huge bodies of mass, then we can have a global governing body, a new world order, if you will, that is outside of the UN. It will be given vast powers. I mean, the UN has nothing compared to what they want to give it. And our Constitution, Bill of Rights are done. Sovereignty is gone. And we're just going to have to live under this great new tyrannical rule. I can't wait. Sounds like a great time to me. So on the other side, we're going to play Alex Jones calling into Coast to Coast AM last night. We're going to have Alex coming on hopefully in about 20 minutes, and we're going to be taking your calls throughout the day. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Yeah. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis subbing in. You can check my stuff out over at loosechange911.com. I run a little blog. That's where we sell the video. Or you can go to loosechangethefinalcut.com. We encourage you to make copies. But let's just play the clip from Coast to Coast AM last night. Alex is going to be joining us shortly. And this is right on the verge as this supposed fire drill is actually happening. So let's play the clip.
Known as the Bilderberg Group, is scheduled to begin tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Alex Jones broke the story on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, his websites, and Coast to Coast last night, and he's out there now with an update. Hello, Alex. What happened today?
George, for the last 5 minutes, I've been in an incredible emergency just waiting for you to come to me. George, we're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings with your producer, Tom Danheiser, to put me on, the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. We were in the restaurant tonight. These huge cops come in, FBI, about 45, 55 years old. They're sitting there. There's a couple of them, but one of them, I said, that's a cop. And then he starts saying, hey, you're not planning anything violent. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've got other people coming up and doing this. There's agents, spies everywhere. We're inside here right now. And it got huge all over the web, my report last night. You know I never come on with this type of, you know, incredible stuff happening live. This is happening live. Open the door. I want them to hear the fire alarm. Open the door. I want people to hear this live to the, you know, 16 million people listening.
And where are you, Alex? Well, you can hear the alarm in the background.
George, do you hear that?
Yeah. Now, where are you exactly?
Now, they're going to use this as an excuse. The Westfields Marriott, right outside D.C. in Chantilly, they want to use this to flush us out of here. They're very upset. Everybody that covers Bilderberg, I was detained 2 years ago, interrogated, screamed at. They said Bilderberg was upset about me, wanted to stop us. This is guaranteed. Everywhere we go, we're followed. We have another hotel across town as a base of operations. They were there questioning us, getting in our faces. We're being followed everywhere. I need everybody's support right now. I pray to God they don't try to set me up. They may have tried to concoct this in some way to say, you know, look, they didn't leave during a fire drill, assessing me, knowing I would stay and do the interview. But, again, the moment the phone rang with Tom Danheiser, the moment the phone rang, the guys answered it, I'm standing there, the alarm goes off. It's going off right now. The guests are exiting the hotel out there. Of course there's no fire. This is just absolutely insane. I noticed, too, that there was over 100 security people here today, but tonight we got back, and it was a total ghost town, and this is what's insane. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened, and said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, and we were also going around getting some footage. And he said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Well, all right, you get yourself outside and be safe, okay?
Okay, once I get out, do you want Tom to call me back or to find out what happened?
We'll call you back, make sure everything's okay, Alex.
Okay, there'll be total coverage at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be here the next 3 days covering this for you, George. This is insane. Everybody pray for us, and thank God you're there. Thank God you were there to cover when I got detained in Canada. All we're trying to do is get the First Amendment out. We're reporters. It's our right when 125 world leaders show up. If 125 Hollywood people showed up and it was in secret, there'd be media everywhere. We have a right and a duty to find out what's going on. We have a right and a duty to cover what's going on here, and that's all we're doing is free Americans under the First Amendment. We've paid our way. We're staying in this hotel. They kick us out tomorrow for the official meeting to begin. Globalists are already arriving. And this is some kind of stunt. These bastards walked up to us and made a comment about fire alarms. That's the part I forgot to tell you. And I'm like, why did he say that? We're like, that's weird. We come up in the elevator. We walk in the room. We've got our crew in here. The phone rings. And right as the phone rings and they pick it up, and your producer's calling us, this alarm.
All right, Alex, get yourself out of there, and we'll check back with you. That's Alex Jones, who's obviously very excited over what's going on there where the Bilderbergs are meeting. Now, the Bilderbergs, an elite invitation-only conference of very influential members of business, media, political community. Past attendees have included Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and then a number of other people that we just have no idea who they are.
Kissinger, John Edwards, let me try to think about some other guys. Greenspan goes there. Really the upper crust of the American elite. And, of course, David Rockefeller is there every year. George Pataki was there in 2006 on video, sucking up to one David Rockefeller. All right, let's take some calls before Alex actually calls in. Let's go to Dion in New York. Dion, are you with us?
Hermes, I'm here. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Guess where I'm headed right now?
Bilderberg?
That's right, sir. a little spooked out after that last call. I gotta say that you know clip of Alex, but I guess here I go. I'm still going. I have two comments and a request.
Mm-hmm.
First comment is: Loose Change is by far the best tool of waking someone up to the 9/11 truth. I appreciate it, and it really helped me, you know, wake up some of my friends.
Okay, two, thanks, man.
If this TV show does happen, you gotta be in it somehow. You gotta be like the Ed McMahon. Dave Carson, you know what I mean? A little side firmness section.
That well, thanks, man. I appreciate
cool.
that.
The third request, since I'm going to this Bilderberg thing, I'm going to be alone. I'm sure a lot of other people are, too, and I'm just hoping you can pass word on to Alex maybe to give some advice to those of us traveling there that for the first time, you know, not really knowing what to do. If you just give advice to people.
Sure.
Like,
well,
let me give you
some advice right now. I talked to Luke Radowski late last night, and there's some breaking news on that Gary Talis arrest. They went to court yesterday, actually, and the prosecutors tried to say that Gary had put personal information of the other man up on the web, which is a total lie, and they're going for him. I mean, they offered him 2 years probation yesterday. But yeah. Luke left last night, I mean, late night. I think I was talking to him something like, I don't know, 10:30, 11:30 Eastern. He's like, yeah, I'm about to take off for an hour. Here's what's going to happen. The way that that hotel is set up, it has a long driveway. It's at an intersection of about four streets, I believe. They're not going to let you anywhere near anything but that intersection. I would imagine that's where Alex and crew will be to try to tape those attending. That's your best shot. What you're going to try to do is get the faces of those on camera that are in the cars, because it's going to be a passing moment, man. You're literally going to have 30 seconds to try to get these guys on camera and then try to match a face to a name. Now, your only other shot to try to get these guys on camera or see what these elite guys are up to is to troll the local, you know, aristocratic bar scene. I've been down in Virginia before, and you would not believe, like, all these little restaurants, bars, they have, like little idol ships, little pictures of, like, Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene and all these Washington insiders when they were younger, when they were in college, when they were just starting out. And that's where these guys tend to like to hang out. So I would say go around there, try to get as much footage as you possibly can, and, of course, you know, try to get them driving in and out of Bilderberg.
Exactly. Well, I just got a new battery for my camera. It's all charged up, so I'll be, hopefully I got a steady hand.
All right. Godspeed, Dion. We're going to jump to Bart in Houston. Bart, are you with us? You with us, Bart?
Oh, hey, sorry. I clicked out for a second.
That's okay.
Yeah. You know, this Bilderberg conference, I really feel, is probably one of the most, I mean, each one has been important for what it's done for world policy and what the elite and the establishment are trying to accomplish. But everywhere I turn, and I'm a complete info media junkie, I mean, this is basically what I spend all of my time doing. At every corner, from every sector, everyone feels the acceleration happening right now. I mean, these last 7 years, these last 8 years have just been this crazy roller coaster ride as we're just accelerating into the new world order. But I think everyone can definitely feel that this next 12 months, I think that the illusion of normalcy that has bemused and controlled so much of the public is really going to start fading away. And that it's absolutely critical for every one of us in every way possible to accelerate everything that we're doing in the info war.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, we're on the verge of $5 a gallon nationwide. Expect that in the next couple months. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to be discussing. They're going to be discussing gas prices. They're going to be discussing how the presidential election is going to go. They're going to be discussing possibilities and really probabilities for our vice president. My money's still on Edwards just because he's an insider with those guys. It'll be almost guaranteed if he actually shows up to the Bilderberg meeting this year. They tend to like him, I believe, because he's well-spoken, he's a good-looking guy, and, you know, he fools a lot of people with his rhetoric, much like Obama does. You know, Obama's a great speaker. He doesn't say much when he speaks, but he gets the, you know, with slogans like, you know, change you can vote for or change you can believe in. People love that stuff, whether it's change or not. They change, that's good. We need change. So, you know, we have to keep a close eye on what Bilderberg's going to do here. Remember back in 2002, they decided that they were going to invade Iraq. In 2003, I had Estelle on yesterday saying that there's no way they're going to go into Iran. You know, I'd like to believe him. But when you have, you know, the president of Australia going into how they're about to build an Asian union, you know, when they're building a North American union, the European union's already there. The Pan-American union has been formed. You know, you got to wonder if they're really going to push for this Eurasian union. And it seems like, you know, the only two countries that are really stopping that Eurasian Union are Iran and possibly Saudi Arabia, but we're buddies with Saudi Arabia at this point. So we'll see. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you look, you know, there really is a schism within the New World Order right now. I had a chance to interview Dr. Joseph Nye a couple of months back when he came to Houston. Not many people know who he is. He's the founder of neoliberalism.
Mm-hmm.
And when I interviewed him, you know, he talked about how at least their group understood that they had pushed it too far. And I went back and I've read everything that he's written for the last year, and it goes exactly through that, about the elite are saying that they need a John F. Kennedy, they need an FDR right now to channel the energy back into their system because of the widespread you know, the widespread resistance.
And I think they think that Obama is that guy. A lot of people are getting behind him. I thank you for the call, Bart. On the other end, I'm going to talk about Plum Island and how they may be moving that. Now, for those who don't know what Plum Island is, well, it's this bio-warfare lab that specializes in foot and mouth and all these other great diseases, and they want to expand and move it. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after these.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. If you want to get at me, and I got like 50 friend requests yesterday, and I went through every single one of them, folks. In fact, some of these stories that I'm talking about right now are from those people that contacted me over MySpace. It's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. And I really want to thank our inside source over at Mac.com, who scooped this and said, yo, the Department of Justice just ordered 125 iPods with Bilderberg 2008 engraved on the back, shipping to Chantilly, Virginia. So our tax dollars, I mean, we're the ones that support the Department of Justice. That's me and you folks, okay? With our federal tax dollars, we're buying the elite, the scum of the earth, the people who can afford an iPod anyway, nice little engraved ones, to let them know that they're our rulers, our masters. It's really nice. It's great. I can't wait. I'm so happy we're doing this. I got another really big story. There's a place called Plum Island in New York, okay? Now, this is supposedly an animal disease center. It's been around since 1954. It used to be under the Department of Agriculture. Now, in 2002, after the 9/11 attacks and after Homeland Security was established, Homeland Security took this facility over. Now, this is the foot and mouth facility. And they do all sorts of biological testing. I think it has a biosafety level of 3 agriculture laboratory facilities. We've had whistleblowers in 2003 who voiced concern about safety at the facility and were fired. Now, this whistleblower actually discussed their concerns with aides of Senator Hillary Clinton, so nothing was done. You see, Senator Hillary Clinton is there to grandstand and try to get elected and not really help anybody or look out for the best interests of the public. Now, Plum Island, the reason I'm bringing this up is because they have a new facility, and they're trying to make it, what's it going to be called? It's a replacement facility, and it's still not operational yet, but it's going to be the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, the NBAF. And they want to put this thing, remember, this is livestock biowarfare, foot and mouth disease, all this other stuff. They want to put it next to livestock in the middle of the country. Sound a little fishy to you? Well, it sounded a little fishy to me, and it even sounded a little fishy to the controlled mainstream media, the Associated Press. Let's play the clip.
At the tip of New York's Long Island is a place reachable only by boat or air. This is Plum Island, isolated for a reason. It's where the government does research on the highly infectious foot and mouth virus, far from any livestock. But now, a germ so feared it was kept offshore by law may be coming onshore. The Bush administration is likely to move the outdated lab at Plum Island to one of 5 sites around the country, a proposal raising questions. Will a new state-of-the-art lab be safe enough to allow research anywhere near commercial livestock?
It goes against the main aspect of the safety program for the past 50 years.
It's going to have to be in somebody's backyard.
There's money at stake here with a lab bringing economic development, helping university researchers. There is fear, too, of deadly germs escaping and spreading. The last U.S. outbreak of foot and mouth was in 1929. A more recent outbreak in Britain led to the slaughter of millions of animals. If a single cow comes down with foot and mouth, all agricultural exports from the U.S. could be halted. Animal slaughter. John Studeman is a cattle farmer near Athens, Georgia, a site for the proposed lab.
As long as it's a secure facility, I see no problem with it being right here.
This husband and wife team of activists doesn't want it.
Our basic concern is that the economic benefit to Athens has been oversold and the safety concerns have been understated.
The lab could be opened by 2014. Congress wants to know if the move is safe, demanding documents from the Department of Homeland Security.
Some things they do at Plum Island I would not want to see on the mainland, like hoof and mouth disease. I mean, it's just too important, very highly contagious.
Homeland Security officials say the lab will be safe, claiming in a statement studies are being done to evaluate the impacts of hypothetical foot and mouth disease releases at each lab site. For 10 years, Corey Brown worked at Plum Island.
Nowadays, with the kinds of technology that we have for biocontainment, it's no longer necessary to be on an island.
But the former director of Plum Island worried.
All right, we'll play the rest of that clip on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex will be checking in from Bilderberg soon. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Talk sarcasm in the classroom. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be subbing in while Alex is over at Bilderberg. If you didn't know, there's a nice little elitist meeting going on right now, and it's going to take place this weekend. 125 of the top officials, elitists, if you will. Not even some of them are behind-the-scenes officials, like Rockefeller there. He doesn't really hold an actual government title. He just starts all these foundations. And overseas operations, I guess. And Alex is down there getting the scoop. Meanwhile, you and I are paying for expensive engraved iPods for them. Isn't that lovely? The Department of Justice buys iPods for Bilderberg, but they don't set policy. It's more of a vacation thing, right? Come on, no one's buying into that anymore. Anyway, we were playing a clip about Plum Island. Now, this is a bio research facility, foot and mouth disease, other diseases. And we didn't get to play the very end of that, so we're going to play the last minute of that clip. And what's interesting is the people that work there aren't even allowed to have pets because they may actually spread disease by breathing on their cat or dog. And they're not allowed to go to zoos for like a week within working at the facility, but they want to move it right next to a cattle ranch in San Antonio, Texas. You actually got to see the clip to see the four little places. Georgia is one of them. Texas is another. I want to say Manhattan, Kansas is another, and I'm not sure what the fourth facility is, but let's bring that clip right back in and play it up.
Done to evaluate the impacts of hypothetical foot and mouth disease releases at each lab site. For 10 years, Corey Brown worked at Plum Island.
Nowadays, with the kinds of technology that we have for biocontainment, it's no longer necessary to be on an island.
But the former director of Plum Island worries. Lab workers here carry the virus on their breath, meaning they can't have animals and must wait before going to a zoo or circus.
It seems a little odd to be thinking of locating the lab in a region where there's a lot of agricultural animals.
For their part, cattle growers want a new lab to fight outbreaks, do research, whether on the mainland or on this dot of land called Plum Island. For the Associated Press, I'm John Siegenthaler.
So there it is, the former director actually saying, no dice, I don't want it outside of an island. What are you, crazy? They carried it on their breath, for God's sakes. But he's going to be ignored. They want an outbreak. They want martial law. They'd love to put us in their little FEMA camps that they've built. You know, Oliver North can sit there all day and say that the continuity of government program, or COG, is to have a constitutional government. But that's just bull, man. All right. I'm told that Alex Jones is on the line, so let's just cut right to Alex. Alex, are you with us?
Jason, yes. I'm only on cell. I'm outside the Bilderberg Group meeting. Is it clear?
Yeah, you're very clear right now.
Did you hear about what happened on Coast to Coast AM last night?
We played the clip in the second segment, actually, Alex.
Okay, it got even worse, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you a basic rundown here. We went downstairs. We were going around looking at the meeting rooms they were setting up, had security harassing us, asking us questions. We weren't even, you know, videotaping where they could see. But right when we walk in the room, the second we walk in the room, Coast to Coast calls about 5 minutes early. The alarm goes off all over the hotel. But going back, we had been downstairs 10, 15 minutes before, and the head of security at night walks up and says, hey, have you ever heard of people pulling fire alarms? You ever heard people doing that and trying to rob hotels? And I said, that's strange. And then we walked around about 10 more minutes, went back upstairs. Right as we walked in the room, the alarm goes off. I think they may have been trying to set us up. I'm not sure. Can't confirm that. But the point is thank God we were back in the room. There was a, you know, international independent film channel crew there. So we're in the room, get in the room right as it goes off, right as the phone rings. The second the phone rings, I walk in the room, the phone rings, and the alarm goes off. It's going, nah, nah, nah. Could you hear it on the radio?
Yeah, we could hear it. We could hear it. When you told George that and you put it out into the hall, you could absolutely hear the alarm.
Okay, so then I realized that after the 5 minutes, I had to get out. We go outside. There's like 200 guests in the front. There, where Bilderberg's dropping the people off right now, but this was last night at about 1:10 Eastern, 12:10 Central, and as we walk out, we don't even have our cameras on, but Rob has one in his hand, and there's Japanese people taking photos. There's like 50 video cameras out, you know, the guests that they all kicked out this morning, and they security, the same guy that brought up the fire alarm before it happened, 10 minutes before, runs up to me and says, I'm going to F you both up if you videotape. Do you hear me, Alex and Rob? Well, Rob's name's not on any of the hotel rooms. It's under Aaron's name. He knew our names, he knew everything, and he said, I've called the police and they're coming and they're going to F you up. And I said, well, you just better think about that, false charges. And I said, look at all these people videotaping, you're not saying anything to them. He just said, listen, I'm going to F you up. And so then the fire trucks show up, 20 minutes goes by, we go back up in the room, independent film channels videotaping out the window as all this happens, down in the courtyard, got that. I mean, I've got a bunch of notes here. Just incredible things happened here. This morning, some of the Bilderbergs arrive always early before they actually lock the hotel down. That's what we've experienced other years and covering those that have been there. And they start playing some national anthem, sound like the Spanish national anthem, and police cars pull in, and in between them pulls in a big black Mercedes, and this guy gets out real fast in like a $5,000 suit. He looks like one of the Spanish officials that we've seen at other events. Then we saw this big computer company owner, Guru, who we've tracked before. He shows up, but then it's noon, about 35, 40 minutes ago. We have to get out of the hotel because they've been calling the room, and That morning, we were walking around the bottom, and they came up and said, "Who are you? What's your names?" And then they said they knew our names, and then they said, "We can't wait till 12 o'clock, and then we're going to throw you out of here. We might just arrest you right now." So we're up there getting out right at noon. We go down. Black sedans are pulling in right in front of us with huge bees on the window. I even got a photo of this. We jump in the car. We've got the Independent Film Channel with us in our big van. We drive out a big white Dodge sedan, those new ones, baby blue. We got photos of this. We have on the web tonight. He follows us out, makes 10 turns with us, following us around a parking lot. We get out. He runs off, then parks, starts following us again. We follow him again. He then goes into restaurants, watching us out the window. By the way, there's guys right now watching me across the street taking photos of us. And, you know, we're like a mile away. Incidentally, there's wooded area all around, several acres in between the hotel and the road. Coming out the main entrance, we saw about 75 great InfoWarriors out there videotaping, police everywhere. We're about to go back out there. More Bilderberg group people starting to arrive. Then we drove around the outside of the hotel, just getting out of there with this guy following us, you know, on the main roads. And there are people all at the intersections videotaping any black sedans or any cars, patriots. So there's like just a fog of InfoWarriors out there, totally overwhelming them. There's all these huge Army intelligence, average 6'2", 6'3", 250, 270 pounds, running around with earpieces everywhere in suits and in plain clothes, watching us, following us. They're all over the streets. I mean, this is a complete spectacle that's going on here. Rob, come here. Rob's got a lot of points he wants to make because there's so many. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to make them all.
Alex, were you aware? We just got this thing in from an email earlier today from somebody over at Macintosh emailed us that the Department of Justice actually placed an order for 125 iPods with engraved Bilderberg 2008 on them to ship to Chantilly, Virginia, and they're going to be late. So our tax dollars pay for their new iPods, Alex.
Well, listen, here's another part of the story. I go to the gift shop to get some Gatorade this morning about 2 hours ago. I walk in, and there's these big offices behind it, and I'm getting Gatorade, and I hear, "Bring in that satellite. Send in those lines." "That's not how the Army does it, sir. We feed them to the main codex. That's QL7 scrambler needs to be fed. Hold on. I'm getting another one of the calls. He's moving. He's moving out of the room." And then they look at me and slam the door, and I'm sitting there, you know, at the little bitty counter, and then I was walking to the hotel. Every room is just jam-packed with spooks. It is just amazing. Just constant harassment. Bob, where are you going? Okay, no. Wow, we got people on us?
Just incredible stuff, folks. I mean, this is live at the Bilderberg Conference. Only Alex Jones is going to bring you this type of material. Alex, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. There's people following us right now and videotaping us. We're in our little steakhouse, just ran in to get something to drink, trying to have time to call into you. And Rob just didn't have his camera outside, so he ran in to get it to get them. Okay, Rob, just go ahead and you give Burmese about a 3-minute report on what you've seen.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing, Rob? Let's hear what's going on at Bilderberg right now, buddy.
All right. Well, basically, Alex basically summed up until just now. But what happened to me on Wednesday morning when I first arrived, it was that morning. I got up pretty early, started roaming around, you know, just not much security was there visibly on Wednesday morning until I passed this one office where all these security guards swung their heads around and took a look at me as I passed them by.
Really?
Right. And then, yes. Then when I went back, I heard this one guy saying, talking about all these teams of security, and he pointed me out. He's like, what about that guy? I saw that guy roaming around. Is he part of your team? And I kept walking, and the guy turns around. He's like, you, come here. And I was like, no. And I kept walking, and all these guys, there's like this circular area in the lobby filled with restaurants, and doors just opened up, and these people just came out. He's like,
"How about this morning when she said we're going to get you?"
Yeah, this morning, the same security guard or of that same like security force. Mm-hmm. Well, all these people came out that day and told me turn the camera off. And this one guy said security is going to be increasingly get worse as the days go on. Well, this morning I went downstairs just to get a cup of coffee, didn't have anything on me, and this one security guard, this woman, who looked at us the day before, mm-hmm. basically, you know, comes up to me and starts, you know, walks right up to me. And, you know, I was like, can I help you, you know? And she says, you know, I saw you looking at me. And I was like, well, you approached me. And she's like, well, are you a guest here? And I'm like, well, obviously, I was here yesterday. And basically, she said to me, you know, well, I can't wait to throw you out. You know, 12 noon. She asked me for my room number and all the stuff.
Alarm last night.
And yeah, also the alarm last night was extremely unusual. Just as we walked through the door, I mean, literally,
they came at us outside.
Yeah, just as we walked through the door, this guy starts talking about fire alarms when we were in the restaurant below, and yeah, it was two security guards, and they were talking about. They told us. Yeah, they told us a story about somebody pulling a fire alarm. Well, we get back up to our room, and just as Alex opens the door, literally turning the knob on the door, the fire alarm goes off. And this was like 1 minute before Alex was supposed to be on coast to coast. And, yeah, the phone rang just as the alarm goes off, just as we enter the room. It was really strange. We go outside. I go outside with the camera. We're out there for about 1 or 2 minutes when this guy slams my camera shut, and he says, I see you taping one more time. The cops are coming. I was like, you're going to call the cops? No, everybody's taping. Mm-hmm. There are fire alarms. Everybody's taping. The guy.
Fire engines,
this and that. People are, like, outside. Everybody's snapping pictures, taking video. But the guy would not leave my foot. He wouldn't leave. He knew our names. He would not leave us. Alex asked me. He's like, yo, go that way.
Well,
so
I would say you guys are lucky that they didn't plant something in your room during this alarm. I mean, obviously they know who you are. Obviously you're a target. Obviously they wanted you out of that room. I mean, I'm just glad that they didn't plant something in that room.
Well, who knows if they did or didn't. Here's Alex.
All right.
How long do we have to break, Berman?
We got about 4 minutes, Alex.
Okay, listen, I'm going to get back in position over in front, and I know you're going to have Bob Chapman on, but bottom of the next hour in about 35 minutes, maybe at the end of that next hour, either within 40 minutes or within an hour.
Okay.
I will call in during the third hour or during the second hour, and I'll give you a full report on what's happening. Let you talk to some of the people that are there on the ground. The problem is anywhere around the hotel, cell phones don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely got some type of system going. I've read that at high security events they do this. Remember whenever Bush, a couple years ago for Thanksgiving, flew a bunch of reporters on a secret mission over to Iraq, and the Associated Press reported they had to put their batteries in one bag with the Secret Service and the other phones in another bag because, you know, they designed it so people can dial in and listen. The government can do that. They don't want us doing that. But I'm telling you, man, this is like you walk in the gift shop and there's another back room with just computers and special ops everywhere going, bring that satellite in, run those feeds right now. That's not how we do it in the Army. Well, we're getting a problem. Too many feeds going down that line. All right, hold on. I'm getting another call. Listen to this one. He's moving. They're moving in the hotel now. And I mean, this is just totally amazing. This blows everything away we've done before at Bilderberg, because being inside of it, being there as they locked it down, as they shut it down, I don't know why at Bilderberg, Canada, I didn't fly in a few days early. I mean, I know why. I want to be there for the radio show. I want to be there doing filmmaking. I'm doing so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
I just really appreciate you, Jason, sitting in for me. Just wild what we've seen. But, and then coming out, leaving about 45 minutes ago, right at noon Eastern, and black sedans pulling in with more security with big bees in the window. Big bees in the back passenger side window, and big Mercedes and big Cadillacs. And I've got photos of it, and I just took photos right in front of them. Cops started following us. They pulled big sedans in front of us, pulled a big Suburban in front of us with lights going to see what we'd do, to see if we'd run. Huge, huge Ford trucks with huge, you know, trailers on the back with special ops guys all in them, pulled up in front of us. And then we just smiled at them and then drove around them. And then we got followed and told by this other guy. I mean, it is just absolutely amazing. Bilderberg, 2008, Chantilly, Virginia. Folks, I do not enjoy doing this. We're doing this because these people are destroying our liberty and our freedom. They're colluding to bring in the New World Order. These are the people. This is the 125 that run the planet. These are the people that vet your presidential candidates and prime ministers. It's our First Amendment right. Oh, I totally forgot, Burmas. Last night,
mm-hmm.
we had a backup hotel at the Hilton, a room there,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we can keep the equipment over there and move it back and forth so they don't know what we're doing. And we go down in the bar. We're eating dinner about 9 o'clock. This, you know, big, huge guy who looked just like a cop, acted just like a cop, one of the camera guys were with. His father's a former Chicago cop, famous private investigator. And I know him well, trust him. You know, his dad produces TV shows with him, but I'm not going to go the whole story. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to know him. But the point is, he said, dude, that's FBI. And I said, I know. And I said, let's see when we come back and sit down, if he starts bringing up, are we going to do violence? Are we going to do anything bad? And sure enough, I sit down and he goes, so you want to go infiltrate some federal buildings with me? You want to go do, you know, get really serious and go into the State Department? And I said, absolutely not. I said, we're nonviolent. We're reporters here to cover this. And he's like, what about Bohemian Grove? You went in there. And I said, well, that was, you know, 8 years ago. I said, listen, we're not trespassing. We're doing anything wrong. And he said, okay, well, I hope that's the case. And he just got up and left. I mean, it is just so amazing, everything that's happening. We are right in the middle of a spy movie. We need everybody to pray for us, everybody to give us plenty of attention. I want to thank Coast to Coast AM, with the second largest show in the country, 16 million listeners, for giving us this coverage, because that's giving us a lot of protection. But number one, God's given us the protection. And this is just absolutely amazing. Burmese, this is Alex Jones signing out here on the GCN Radio Network. You take it over. I'll call in either at the bottom of the next hour or the hour after that. We'll talk to you later, Burmese.
All right, looking forward to it. Godspeed, Alex. There you have it. They're out there at Bilderberg Group being harassed by all sorts of security agencies. The security is unprecedented there, folks. These are our global masters. And the little security guards that work for the hotel want to be their little slaves. We're going to F you up. It's not how it works, folks. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. There is still a First Amendment.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
What motivated him to do it? To mock the religion of others and deny the teaching of the book. Who really knows, but he really did it. File a lawsuit against God? Nebraska State Senator, longest serving State Senator, Ernie Chambers, vehemently filed a lawsuit in Douglas County District Court, alleging God caused, and I quote, widespread death and destruction and terrorization of millions upon millions of the earth's inhabitants, end quote. And guess what then happened to him? Something he wasn't expecting happened. He happened to get an answer. I now read from an Associated Press article, quote, a legislator who filed a lawsuit against God has gotten something he might not have expected, a response. One of two court filings from God came Wednesday under other worldly circumstances, according to John Friend, clerk of the Douglas County District Court in Omaha. This one miraculously appeared on the counter. It just all of a sudden was here. Poof, Friend said, end quote. And what did the filing from God say? Well, that's another untold story told at website AnotherUntoldStory.com. But maybe we'll tell you tomorrow on Another Untold Story.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and serious times right now. Alex down in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Bilderberg Conference. Spooks all around him. Obviously tried to set him up somehow with that mock fire drill. I mean, it's not a coincidence that the security guys come up to him, start talking about fire drill robberies, and then all of a sudden it happens. I really wouldn't be surprised if they were looking to plant something in his room and at least have an excuse to detain him for the entire weekend so he couldn't be a thorn in the elite's side. I just want to let everybody know that the way that you support this program is you support our sponsors or you give to this InfoWars Money Bomb. It was a huge success. We made over $200,000. We're keeping it open until Friday. Tomorrow we should be giving out the grand total, I believe, as long as somebody gives that information to me, because, you know, I'm just a low guy on the totem pole. But you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and still give, and that's going to be put towards a new TV network to fight the info war. Another great sponsor we have is Enerfood, and we all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff, and for all the best reasons. Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, filters, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com, that's enerfood.com, or go to InfoWars and click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. That being said, I'm going to be taking calls on a host of issues. Hopefully Bilderberg will be the main one over the next hour, and I'm going to be discussing Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey going around exposing the vaccinations for what they are, death modules. They cause autism, they cause cancer, they're no good. And I guess that Robert Kennedy Jr. is also helping out with that. But we'll read that article, and then we're going to play the YouTube clip where they tell you that mercury is delicious. You know, despite what me and you learned in school when we were little children to stay away from mercury, that it was contained in thermometers, it was poisonous. Now they're telling you that mercury is going to help your brain. I know you don't believe me. That's why we're going to play the clip. All right, let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, are you with us?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm been a part of the truth movement for 2 years now, and I think it's great what Alex is doing out there in Virginia. And but I'm on another mission of my own, and maybe I'm trying to get some insight from you.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Indianapolis, and of course you know that the Marines are in town. And
this is the urban warfare drill? The urban warfare drill? Okay.
Absolutely. But I keep my video camera with me, and I guess my question to you is, you know, I've never done anything like this. You know, I'd love to be where Alex is, but, you know, I'm actually here where something else is going on. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best, you know.
All right, here are my basic advice points. Number one,
okay,
stay on public property. Okay.
Right.
When they tell you this is the part of the drill, well, you tell me where the drill ends. You know, where is a sidewalk I can stand in? Two, when they tell you to put your camera down, you need to say, look, it's my First Amendment right. I'm on a public sidewalk. You're a public officer. And you just can't back down, man. You know, get it.
Oh, no, I'm not going back down at all.
That's right. So you got to get it. You got to upload it to YouTube. Send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. I thank you for the call, Mike. We got to head out. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this at the top of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever.
Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Bilderberg 08, and our hero, Alex Jones, is out in Chantilly, Virginia, getting the scoop. Getting the tough things on camera, showing you the security, trying to show you who the elitists are, who this 125 are, the people that really run the country and the world, folks. You know, there's a reason that you've never heard of Bilderberg, or you've just heard about it in the past few years, or if you've been listening to this program, this is about the only program that covers it. You know, the Patriot Movement, sure, they cover it, but there's no one as big as Alex Jones. So you probably heard about Bilderberg on his program, or maybe on a television special where they you know, said it was nonsense or tried to marginalize its importance. Well, it's not marginally important. Watch Endgame, okay? Endgame really breaks down how these guys are eugenicists. They don't care about you and me. They really do believe that they are superior. And they're going to stop at nothing, folks, until they get their one world government, their new world order. And that's not my term for it. Again, let's run down some of the names that have used that term. H.G. Wells, Hitler. Henry Kissinger's been talking about it since the 70s openly. Okay? George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney back in the 90s couldn't stop using the phrase. The mainstream media had to use the phrase. I've got Bill Clinton when he was running for president in his first term talking about the New World Order in this new age. Okay? Tony Blair, Gordon Brown is pushing for a New World Order. Just type it in. Just type in those names in a little Google search next to New World Order, and you can listen to them say it yourself. This is not our term for it. It is their nomenclature. It is their great idea. And they want to sell you on it's the rule of law. It's the rule of their law. They're going to decide who gets what. They're going to decide where you live. They're going to decide what you eat. And I'm telling you, they're there to poison you, and if there isn't a better example than vaccinations, I don't know what is. So I'm going to cover this Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey's D.C. march that just took place. Now, I'll admit I'm not too crazy about the shirts they're wearing. They're wearing a shirt that says green are vaccines. We all know the green movement is nonsense. It's all about a carbon tax. It's all about getting you into a system where you pay for the amount of cars you have, where you pay for the amount of garbage you produce, where you pay for the size house you use, for you pay a tax. This is taxing you for how much energy you use. Because we're bad. We're human beings. We consume too much. I mean, we obviously are too much consumers. In fact, last night, I didn't finish it, but I watched a little bit of What Would Jesus Buy, and maybe I'll bring that up after this. But let's read this article. Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey led the Green R Vaccines March rally and press conference at the Capitol Building, West Capitol Grounds in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joined the couple as a keynote speaker at the event aimed at battling to eliminate toxins from children's vaccines and to encourage national health agencies to reassess mandatory vaccine schedules. Honestly, Robert Kennedy Jr., although I don't agree with him on a lot, is one of the better politicians out there. We have been inspired by Mr. Kennedy's support of mothers' positions and vaccines in the groundbreaking article, Deadly Immunity, McCarthy told press of Kennedy's appearance. His continued efforts are greatly appreciated. According to a Sun Herald report, Jim and Jenny have said that they do support immunization like many parents and experts in their medical community, although they and their many allies feel that the children are receiving too many vaccines, absolutely, too soon, absolutely, many of which are toxic, absolutely. Thimerosal, bad. SV40, that's simian virus 40, known to cause cancer in apes and other hominids. It's absolutely ridiculous. Their goal is to demand a safer vaccine supply and schedule for our children. But that's not the the goal in the mainstream media. I can assure you of that. Let's play this delicious Mercury clip that ran all over the country. Oh, I guess we're going to have to play it on the other side. But we're going to play that clip because Mercury's good for you. It's delicious. It's anything but. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmes subbing in for Alex Jones. My little website is loosechange911.com. I want to let everybody know about eFoods Direct. You know, I never thought it would happen in this country, especially in New York, but I got a call from my brother a couple weeks ago, and he told me that they were actually rationing rice and wheat to 3 bags per person at Sam's Club and BJ's. And that is unheard of. When in this country are they going to put a limitation on how much food you can buy? Well, you don't have to worry about that if you go through eFoods Direct and call 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And get with them. They're going to make sure that you have storable food that lasts up to 10 years. It's our biggest sponsor. Please go out and support them. It supports us. All right, that being said, we need to play this this little YouTube clip where they tell you how delicious mercury is for you. Yeah, it's good. you know, mercury-containing vaccines are going to be good for your kids. They're not going to cause autism. You know, it's only up 10,000% from when it first started. But, you know, that's just because we didn't know how to diagnose it. That's what the detractors are going to say. Total bull. Total bull. All right, let's go to this clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Nonsense. These preservatives are delicious for your kids. Please. All right, so I just want to say, you know, Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey, keep it up. You know, you need to expose this lie. I think Jenny McCarthy might be hip to some other things. She called her book Louder Than Words. And that, of course, is our company. The guys that put together Loose Change, our little company, is Louder Than Words, LLC. So big ups to them. We're going to have Luke Radowski on in about 5 minutes. He's outside of Bilderberg. He's got some breaking news for us, not only about Bilderberg, but about the Gary Talis arrest story. They tried to frame him up and say that he had actually attacked a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. You may have heard that interview. It's absolutely ridiculous. Gary Talis is one of the most gentle human beings that I've ever met in my life, and he would not hurt a fly. All right, let's take a couple callers before that. Let us go to Tony in Chicago. Tony, are you still with us?
Yeah, Jason.
How you doing, Tony?
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to, first of all, as far as the mercury thing goes, what's really funny is I'm from down around, down in Missouri. I used to live just west of Mississippi, and they tell you not to eat fish out of the Mississippi River because of the mercury content.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway, there's been a lot of preconditioning going on, and I don't know if y'all have noticed it. If I can just have a couple minutes, Jason.
Sure.
There's been a lot of preconditioning. I'm from up in Chicago, the Chicago control grid. And right now there's a lot of talk about the nuclear thing with Iran and the backpack nukes and the selling the stuff to the terrorists. In 1999, a document was it was given out to the Army. I had a friend in the Rangers who got out in 2000. I have the document in my garage. Stating the threat of a backpack nuke in the Midwest and the thing about that is when this happens, because I don't know about you, Jason, but I'm really nervous. I feel there's something in the air fixing to happen right now, and I'm like terrified. I want out of Chicago just desperately, but. Anyway, what this document, the preconditioning with that, it's not on us, of course, the citizenry, is that we're all going to be awake to false flag by the next time this happens. And the military, no, the soldiers, they'll declare the martial law, and the soldiers will not listen to us. The career guys who are leading the show, they're going to tell them, oh, we heard about this back in 99. We knew this was going to happen. This, of course, it's Iran or whoever, Eurasia or East Asia, whoever they decide to pin it on.
Well, obviously, we've been totally preconditioned to accept a backpack nuke, some kind of a dirty bomb. It's been all over television, you know, from 24 to Jericho to a lot of the movies, even. If it's not a nuclear attack, it's a bio warfare attack. It's all about contaminate, contain, control. I mean, you look at like 28 days later, 28 weeks later. What else? Even the Simpsons movie was all about a biocontaminant. And then, if you were listening earlier, that whole thing in Plum Island, giving Homeland Security the directive over foot and mouth disease and all these other biological weapon tools, and now they want to put their facility right next to cattle ranches? That's not good news for us. Yeah, no.
Oh, I hear you. And why would they remake Andromeda Strain, one of Michael Crichton's less popular books that got ripped off in a movie called Outbreak? Mm-hmm. Why would they remake that again?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I actually just watched the original Andromeda Strain movie. I know there's a new miniseries. I haven't checked that out. Yeah, but it's scary stuff. Thanks for the call, man. Let's jump to Stefan in Oregon. Stefan, are you with us? Did he drop? Stefan?
Yeah, I'm here.
What can I do for you today, sir?
Yeah, I got a point about, I just want to thank Alex for the amalgam story.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to YouTube and we search under poison gas, you can watch a really good video on it. And then you can do another search for nerve and mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how it destroys like the protein building when dendrites are growing between nerve cells.
Yeah, plaques in the brain. It creates these plaques, these walls, and you know, it basically gives you brain damage. Mercury is not nutritious. It is not good for you.
Well, I was watching TSI, and I know it's junk science, but they actually killed a guy with selenium.
Mm-hmm.
And what cued him into it was the ridges in the fingernails. I started looking at my fingernails, and I was like, wow. Wow, I can't believe that. And then all of a sudden, I figured out about amalgam from that Alex, and I was like, that's it. That's why I've been such a jerk lately, because I've been poisoned, and perpetually poisoned with mercury.
Yeah, I mean, the mercury poisoning, it's out there, folks. It's not good. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Luke Radowski out in front of the Bilderberg Conference. Luke, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I can't tell you. It's amazing out here, man. There's about 100 people outside the main entrance to the Bilderberg meeting out here, and I'm telling you, it's amazing what we just done.
Yeah, it's amazing that 100 people are out there. I mean, from 2 years ago when Alex went to Canada, maybe there was 15, 20 people out there. It's just grown so much. The awareness has grown, and they brought it to D.C. where they could run a very large-scale security op, a very large intelligence op on this one. And as I understand it, you guys are out at the main road, right?
Yeah, we're at the main road. The police and Secret Service tried to bully us and try to make us move across the street away from the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
At first, police officers came. There was no problems. Everything was cool. Then there was a Secret Service agent who came to the police department afterwards. They spoke for about a half an hour, and then the police came, and they wanted to speak to a leader. And I knew they were selecting people so they could isolate them and then use them to whatever they wanted to move us. And mm-hmm. I told everybody just to gather up, and everybody just said we're all leaders, and we all speak for ourselves. The police department wanted us to move to another side of the street where there was no crosswalk even. When there was, it was a very dangerous situation in the first place, but they did not want us in the main entrance right where all the cars are going.
Well, obviously, they don't want you to catch film of these guys, these 125 elitists. And I don't know if you've been listening in, but get this, Luke. The Department of Justice, with our tax dollars, ordered 125 specially engraved iPods from Macintosh that say Bilderberg 2008 on the back. And they ordered
wow.
them to Chantilly, Virginia. So our tax dollars pay for their fun. Isn't that lovely?
It's crazy. I mean, the police were basically trying to bully us and push us away from the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And we just all stood up, and we all gathered, and we said, we're not leaving anywhere. And the main spook, the main Secret Service guy, he just ran away, and we just, you know, all of us just spoke to the police officers. We just said, we're not going anywhere. This is our basic freedom. This is America. We have every right to stand here on this street corner, on this street where all the elite are going to be coming in. The police officers then went away, deliberated, and as they were coming back, I gathered everybody up, and we just started screaming, freedom and USA. And then they backed off, and they apologized, and they said, well, yeah, you could be here. We're sorry for bothering you guys. And they let us be there, and freedom prevailed today. They can't bully us. They can't push us. We're going to be here. We're not moving anyway. We're not going anywhere. We're going to start a live video feed on WeAreChange.org so people could see everything going on at the Bilderberg around 5 o'clock today. Go on WeAreChange.org. You'll be able to see live what's going on. We also have a new confrontation video with Hillary and Bill Clinton where we talked to them about the Bilderberg. It's coming out today. I'm uploading the video.
What did Hillary right have now. To say? Because she's denied even knowing what Bilderberg was.
Exactly. And I talked to her press secretary, and he also denied it. And then I told her, what about in 2006 where she was reported to be there, and there's eyewitnesses that saw her there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, I don't know nothing about it. I can't talk to you about it. And he just walked away. We asked Bill Clinton, how come there's no press? How come there's no media? How come it's not public what happens at Bilderberg? He just said, I don't know. I was in there since 15 years, and he just walked away.
For 15 years? Hold on. Hold on. He's saying now that he only went in 92 with Vernon Jordan?
That's all he said. He said
come
he only
on.
Went
he was there in 99,
ago.
And he knows it. He knows he was there in 99. Come on. All right. I want to shift gears really quick, Luke. The Gary Talis situation. You were at court yesterday. Why don't you fill people in on that?
Yeah, we went to court yesterday, and they offered Gary 2 years probation for everything that happened, and we declined because Gary's innocent on all charges. And the first thing the prosecution brought up was how Gary brought up the guy who beat him up, brought up his personal information all over the internet and harassed him. That was never the case. The two lawyers deliberated with the judge, and then it came to a circumstance where there was no evidence of that happening. They made a false claim. The prosecution made a false claim against Gary, saying he's releasing private information of this gentleman who attacked him.
All right, Luke, hold over. Hold over till the next segment. I want to discuss this because this is a big story. The Gary Talis arrest, Bilderberg Conference. This is the biggest radio on the planet, folks. This is where things happen. This is the real deal. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. We'll be back after these messages.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in right now, myspace.com/Jason Burmis if you want to get a hold of me. We're talking to Luke Rudowski about the Gary Talis situation. Now, he goes out to protest Laura Bush and the fact that she parades around as a propagandist pushing her husband. It's not really his, you know, agenda. It's really an elite agenda that her husband fronts for. And he's viciously attacked by a much larger man, and, you know, he's arrested for supposedly attacking his crippled daughter with cerebral palsy. They won't take the statement from an eyewitness. She literally sits there for 2+ hours in the police station. They just send her on her way. The other man was not charged with anything. And now they want him to bow down to his overlords, his masters, and become part of the system. You know, 2 years of probation, that's what we're going to give. You can report to us. We're going to be a part of your life now, Gary. Well, no thanks. He should fight this all the way through, and he should really sue for malice, because there's going to be a videotape that comes out, I pray to God, and it's going to show this guy attacking Gary Talis. I promise you, Gary Talis did not attack a crippled girl with cerebral palsy. Luke?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is the 92nd Street YMCA, the same place that assaulted Matt, the same place that I got chased out of, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is not wanting to release the actual surveillance footage of exactly what happened at that particular date. We're subpoenaing the tapes right now. We're doing everything legally possible to get those tapes, but they're denying us the tapes of exactly what happened, which just shows you that they don't want this to come out. They don't want the video of what happened that night to come out. And they offered Gary, again, 2 years probation for doing nothing, for being assaulted. And I think it's just sick and disgusting that this is happening right now. But nothing is going to stop us. We're going to fight them in court. We're going to sue them. We need your help. And nothing can stop us again. Nothing will ever stop truth from coming out.
Well, Luke, you know, I keep getting emails and, you know, all the time, well, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And I always throw those emails to you. These guys are always like, well, I want to start something. I want to be part of a new organization, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, wearechange.org has chapters all over the country and the world. And I say, go to that website, contact Luke Rudowski. He's going to give you the information you need to start an organization, a We Are Change, in your area. And I guarantee that there is 4, 5, maybe 10, 15 people that want to be part of that organization that are only a stone's throw away, literally a 15 or 20 minute drive. It's all about you becoming active, you deciding that you're not just going to sit on your duff anymore, you deciding, you know what, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, that's worth fighting for. I want to be a part of this. And you just go to wearechange.org, you throw Luke an email, and Luke, you've been just so good about creating these organizations everywhere.
It's about everybody becoming their own leaders. We don't follow anybody. We follow an idea of change, and that's what's beautiful about our organization. And we proved it today at Bilderberg when the police, when the Secret Service was bullying us today. We all gathered up together. We are a leaderless organization. We are the people. We stand together. We will not fall. We will not be divided. And we showed that today, and we stood up for our rights today, and freedom prevailed, and we are able to stand wherever we stand in this country because the Constitution allows us to do so. And we don't care what some Secret Service officer says or some spook says. It doesn't matter because the Constitution is the Constitution. Our freedom is our freedom, and nothing will be able to take that away from us.
Well, the funny thing is, Luke, it's going to be awful difficult of them to put together, say, a free speech zone, if you will, in a meeting that's not supposed to even exist or, you know, set any policy.
Exactly. And the amazing thing that also happened today, whenever the police officers were coming near us, everybody just yelled, get the cameras out, get the cameras out. And we literally had about 50 to about 40 cameras, police officers, and they looked very nervous talking to us. And they knew that they couldn't do anything illegal. They couldn't do anything against the law, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, because if they did, they would be reprimanded. They would be put on YouTube, and they would be exposed for it. And that's what's beautiful about today's society and the Internet and YouTube and us being able to document and show everybody what's really going on.
Absolutely. Godspeed, Luke. Keep it up. Keep calling in with any kind of updates. Anytime you've got something, definitely give me a ring. We'll have you back on the show. And wearechange.org is going to have a live feed. We're going to be doing stories about this all over prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Get ready, folks. All right, let's take some callers. Let's jump to Mitch in California. Mitch, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm chomping at the bit and ready to go.
All right.
Have you guys ever thought of taking with you an old man that will blend in?
No, an old man. Hold over, Mitch. We'll come back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, you're not free unless you fight for it. They want your freedoms. They want your Bill of Rights. They want your Constitution. And that's why Alex Jones is at Bilderberg right now. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative, Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
All right, folks, we are back live. Thursday, June 5th, 2008. And I want to remind everybody that money bomb over at InfoWars is still open until tomorrow. You know, we've made over $200,000. We're trying to put together a new TV dish network show to reach the masses, really the next step in the InfoWar. And right now we're talking to Mitch in California, and he was asking if we ever thought about bringing an old-timer along with us on one of these trips. Actually, yeah, you would be surprised, the crew that goes on some of these trips. I'm not saying it's a massive crew. It's usually a crew of about three or four people, but let's just say that the camera workers, the writers, they vary from age to age. And now with over 100 people over at Bilderberg just showing up on their own, Mitch, we're going to get a lot of video footage. I think this is going to be the most extensive coverage of a Bilderberg meeting to date.
But you know yourself, when you go out with a small crew,
mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be better off having somebody inconspicuous that doesn't look like part of your crew getting audio and video with a small spy camera attached that would be feeding back and recording all this just to cover your own butts?
Let me just say without
email address off the air.
Sure. Well, I would say send that email address over to Aaron@Infowars.com. He does go through all that. I don't want to give up too much of our setup, but let's just say we have a lot of bases covered. Thank you for the call, Mitch. Let's jump to Jay in New York. Jay, you with me? Jay, are you with me?
Yeah, how you doing? I just have a couple questions for you. In your new film, Fabled Enemies, since you're going to be documenting the Israeli spy operation during 9/11, will you also be covering the AIPAC espionage scandal?
I'm not going to be covering that in length just because, you know, I'm trying to go through each country's role in 9/11. And I'm very well aware that there's been a couple spies now caught that were not only Jonathan Pollard back in the 90s, but back in 2004 they found another mole. And just recently, I think this year, they found yet another Israeli mole within, I think, the Department of Defense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New guy, Ben Abi Kaddish.
Mm-hmm. And he was working with Pollard back in the day, I believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last year, another question. Last year, it was reported that a 9/11 first responder by the name of Kevin McFadden overheard an actual demolition countdown for World Trade Center 7 from the Red Cross. My question is, is there any way to get in contact with those 9/11 tapes from the Red Cross to actually confirm that there was a countdown?
That's something you probably have to bring up with the offices at the Red Cross. I don't know if they would have those tapes. I think the only tapes that are public are the actual cop-to-cop responses. In other words, those audio tapes are available. We played a little bit about the vans and the mural vans yesterday. Kevin McFadden's going to be featured in Alex Jones's new film, The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, and you're going to get to hear that whole thing about the countdown and everything in his interview. I'm not quite sure if we can get a hold of those tapes. I'd love them. You know, hey, that's why we have these info warriors out there covering every single different angle, because we can't do it all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jay. All right, let's go to Don in Texas. Don, are you with me?
Well, hi there. You there?
Absolutely.
Good deal. Say, I was calling about something a little bit off the topic, but it's the where they raided the they claim was Mormons in West Texas and took all their kids, you know, 450 kids or something, you know, kidnapped them. And I was reading, you know, the American Free Press. I read an article in it that stated that the reason they did that, the information in large part was, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL were, you know, as they did in a, you know, Waco and Dennis Weaver, you know, some of the other cases, that they, because the law enforcement appears to give them credibility about whether they're fanciful or, you know, just to make, if they make up things. And the Mormons are famous for the research and worldwide contacts they had. To have, it's like Bobby Fischer, you know, the chess player that was killed. He was contemplating producing a tell-all, a two-volume set, you know, and he was extinguished. And that the reason they did that was not because they wanted to be nice to kids, which they, you know, you heard about that case, I guess.
A little bit, yes.
Well, they took all these kids and yanked them away from their mothers and went around, and they were going, they didn't waterboard them, but they used pretty heavy-handed techniques to force them to make false, you know, saying they were raped when they were 12 years old or stuff like that. And there's no evidence. They had to take them all back because there was no concrete evidence at all. They couldn't even coerce the children to make false reports. You didn't know much about that.
No, I didn't. We'll have to look into that. Don, thank you for the call. I got to jump to the next one. Let's go to Joseph in Illinois. Maybe this is another urban warfare drill call. It could be something different. But that urban warfare drill going out there, it's there to train the troops for a domestic takeover. Yes, Joseph.
Okay, I have some information pertaining to a possible war with Iran.
All right, let's hear it.
I am a member of the United States Navy Delayed Entry Program. I'm going to get out because I don't agree with what's going on, but I've been told by numerous National Guardsmen, reservists, special operations, that the rest of the National Guardians are to be activated this month, and there's already a giant buildup in Afghanistan with 5,000 Marines going over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there probably will be a draft if we decide to go ahead and get the green light.
So we're going to have conscription in this country now.
Huh?
We're going to have conscription again in this country now.
I really wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I was told I'm not supposed to say this information, but I'm jumping the gun saying it because it needs to get told.
Absolutely, especially if they're going to send our National Guardsmen over there. I mean, that's another thing that has really bothered me about all this this war we've had, you know. I almost joined the National Guard. I took the ASVAB test with my buddy. My buddy did end up joining. You know, he thought this was going to be to pay for college. This is way back in 99. And he ended up having to spend 6 months in Iraq, folks. He got blown up in a tank, lost a hearing in one ear. The experience changed him tremendously. Before he went to Iraq, he was running duty over at airports. And if that terrorism threat was real, yeah, I can see that. The National Guard are there to protect the states, not to go overseas to fight wars, but that's what they're changing them into. They're changing them into regular military personnel, regular army, and they want them over there because they need them over there because they need the numbers because less and less people are buying into this, and the recruiters are having trouble getting soldiers, correct?
Yes, they're giving away $40,000 bonuses just to get people.
Absolutely. Well, that's what they're telling them, to sign your entire soul over. Even the we had a debunker a few weeks back. One of the guys that hates loose change or whatever, and he had gotten called into his office for a checkup. He wasn't due for another checkup for 5 years. He was kind of suspicious about it. He passes the checkup with flying colors, and then they stamp his paperwork saying RFID, and they chip him the next week, and he couldn't do anything about it except for if he had wanted to leave the military. I mean, they could have court-martialed him. They could have thrown him in military prison. They could have put him in the brig, the whole nine. So, you know, they're chipping our military. That's another incentive not to join, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I didn't even hear about that.
Well, just type in unsecured coins, RFID chip, or you can go to loosechange901.com. We did a big story about it. It's back in the archives about 2 or 3 weeks. You can see his paperwork. It's unbelievable. They're chipping military personnel without their consent. There is no consent. The military owns you when you sign on the dotted line. Thank you for that information.
Hey, I got
Joseph.
One more thing to
say. All right,
say,
go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Spit it out.
Okay, if you look at the location of where Iran is and you see Afghanistan and Israel,
mm-hmm.
that looks like the prime position for a pincer attack.
You know, and not only that, but if you look at where Iraq and Afghanistan are in relation to Iran, it surrounds it. You know, it's on either side, and it really looks like they're ready to do this. You know, I know Daniel Estulon was on yesterday. He doesn't agree with me, but I think they want to go into Iran in the worst way. Thank you, Joseph. All right, let's jump to Lee in Oklahoma. Lee, are you with me?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I MySpaced you yesterday, telling you that asking to be your friend, telling you I had an anti-vaccination MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I am so concerned about this vaccine thing and have been against vaccines for about 25 years. But after hearing Rima Labo and General Stubblebein on the radio yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Been doing some research into her stuff, and I would like to encourage everybody to go to her website, helpfreedomusa.org,
because
mm-hmm. She's fighting Codex Alimentarius. But I got an email alert from her today saying that we only had 5 days to stop the legislation in New York that is making vaccination compulsory with no exemptions in New York. So that really upsets me because I have some unvaccinated family members, and I want to keep them that way. And after what they did to New Jersey and Maryland and New York, it's coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're trying to change their color of law to mandatory so that they can put your parents in prison if you dare not vaccinate your children. But why would you want to poison these kids? I mean, mercury is not good for you. God knows what else they have. They've been caught putting SV40 in the vaccine, simian virus 40.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny says there's over 100. I'm quoting her. I hope I get this right.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 100 organisms in the vaccines, including, and Alex says this all the time, including many cancer organisms. And if they carry off vaccinating like they say they're going to, we're not going to have to worry about World War III. We're all going to be dead. You cannot inject nothing but animal blood, animal DNA, heavy metals, poison, formaldehyde. There's nothing good in vaccines. They are not fairy dust. I wish people would get this through their head. It's not a good thing.
I'm with you. You know, one of the big things for me, back in the day when I was, you know, just on the fringe, I guess, I hadn't made loose change. I was just working regular jobs. This is back in 03, and I was still running my mouth. One of the people I was working with, my boss actually, he's like, yeah, my kids had a terrorism drill at school today. They were all loaded onto a bus. They were taken to the local sheriff's department. In other words, that's a local detention center. It's where, you know, they got a little cell for probably about 100, 150 people. And they brought them on there, and as they got off the bus, they took mock vaccinations. In other words, yeah, it's great. They just train you right there. I mean, literally, get in a line, you're getting off the bus, and then they would dot you. Instead of actually pricking you, it would be like a little marker dot. And that was to get you ready to take a vaccination right off the bus into your internment camp. And these are kids that are like, I don't know, they're less than 12 years old. This was kindergarten to sixth grade.
Brainwashing.
And the thing was that really worried me about it, my boss's wife, another person that I had worked with, she was like, well, it's something they're going to have to deal with in their lifetime. And she was telling her kid this. And I'm like, listen, what you should have told your kid is don't get on the bus. Call me. I'm going to come pick you up and forget about it. I'm like, you're signing a death sentence for your child. You are literally signing a death sentence. A death sentence. And not a pleasant death either. Probably a long, drawn-out one. Thank you for the call, Lee.
Very long.
Yeah, it's gross. It is just disgusting. And you don't think they're doing this stuff? They're doing it. All right, I got another friend I grew up with. I'm going to be seeing at a wedding I'm going to in a couple weeks. And she's a teacher. I got a lot of friends that are teachers that have made the jump into schools. You know, her mom was the school nurse. Her sister was actually a local news reporter. Anyway, she goes into this new classroom. She's been teaching there for an entire year, and she decides to do summer school. Or it wasn't even summer school time yet, I don't think. I think it was softball season, so it was just before summer. And she's sitting there getting changed, and she notices in like one of these columns that have those places where you plug things in, that there was a hollow spot in one of the plugs. And she looked at the hollow spot, and there was a camera right there. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. So she got spooked. She brought her mother in. Her mother came in. They decided to put a Post-it label over the camera. Now, the next day she comes into class, she takes the Post-it label off. Camera's gone. Now, she was very, very concerned about this. So she brought her mother into the superintendent's office with her. And she said, look, I'm not crazy. There was a camera in my classroom. And the superintendent's like, well, you know, I can explain that. Oh, he knows. He knows they've been spying on her. And he said, well, the thing was that the teacher who had that classroom last year got robbed a couple times. So we put that camera in to make sure that nobody was stealing. And then she's like, well, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, oh, we didn't think it was necessary to tell you because we don't ever have it turned on. And she's like, well, if you don't ever have it turned on, then how did you know to take it out when I put a Post-it note over it? You didn't have an answer for that. The truth of the matter is there are hidden cameras in our schools for our children right now. Right now. A lot of them are in the bathrooms. There is no privacy anymore. This is where she goes and changes. And in this classroom after hours, and they've got a hidden camera on her they don't even tell her about? Who's watching this thing? Is it the superintendent? Is it his lackey? Is it the janitorial staff? Is it everybody? Is everybody getting a big kick out of this? It's the new surveillance society, folks, and it makes me sick. It makes me ill. And I just thank God that there are people like Alex Jones out there that are challenging this system, that there are people like Luke Radowski out there that literally just drove, you know, 5-6 hours from Manhattan, New York City, to get down to Virginia to protest these guys, to get film of these elitists, to let us know who the Bilderberg Group is. What are they doing in there? Well, they're setting world policy. They're setting the stage for a global government. That's what they're doing over there. All right, let's jump to one more call before the break. Let's go to Chris in Kansas. Chris, are you with us?
Yeah, bud. How you doing, my brother?
Good.
Hey, I'll touch on a couple things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Gulf War era vet.
Mm-hmm.
After receiving 17 vaccinations, my fifth day in basic training at Fort Dix back in February 91, I'd come down with chicken pox. That's what they said anyway. Told me I had a 50-50 shot of living.
So, oh, from the chicken pox. That's nice.
Me there. I was in quarantine 3 weeks, high fever.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm disabled. I'm 36 now. And my whole body, you know, I've got a lot of neurological problems and so forth. But, you know, just to touch on that, schools, something real interesting real quick. I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd went home about 2 years ago, and my middle school, my elementary school, and part of the high school had been torn down. And I asked my dad, I said, well, when did they build new schools? And he said, oh, yeah, the government paid for it. They got cameras in every classroom. And then I started talking to one of my friends who had their kids in the school system, and they can go on the Internet and watch their kids in the classroom. I mean, total 1984.
That's totally crazy. And it's true. We've been acclimated for it, man.
Everybody
thinks it's going to be cool.
I call a local radio show about all the cameras going up everywhere, and they act like I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're actually the sane one, brother.
You know, one last thing I'd like to just tell the American people, and God bless you and Alex and everyone else that's gotten the word out, and I've tried my best. You know, 3-5% won the Revolutionary War.
All right, man, we got to jump, but I thank you, man. I thank you for the call, and we're going to be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Thank you.
14, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I better put this out there. During one of the segments, someone tried calling me from the Westfield Marriott over at the Bilderberg Conference, and I waited till the break. I waited till about, 90 seconds after I'd gotten the call. I got the front desk, and they couldn't help me. So, like I said, our prayers are with Alex right now. Let's hope that he hasn't been detained. I tried to get a hold of him through a separate number, and I was unable to. So God knows what's happening out there. Let's support him. I got Bob Chapman coming up at the top of the hour to talk the economy, but I'm going to take a few more calls in this little segment I have left. All right, let's go to a real scumbag, somebody who has sold out humanity time and time again. Let's go to Troy in West Virginia posing as Mike the EMT. Troy, you there?
Yeah, I just tuned into your old comedy show, and when I did, you had some caller talking about Kevin McFadden and the countdown.
And McFadden is his name, but yeah. Mm-hmm. It actually happened. Yeah, it's called reality. Actually, it's just like it's just like the two. Was there two people in the building who got blown up, Troy? Is that a fantasy? I'm wondering. Is that a fantasy too, Troy? The two people that were blown up in Building 7? That's a fantasy.
There was no countdown.
So you don't want to address the two people blown up, but you're just going to say there's no countdown. You weren't there.
Two people were blown up.
Wait, two people blown up.
Who was blown up?
Michael Hess and Barry Jennings.
No, they weren't.
Absolutely were.
No,
it's even in the FEMA report, you dummy.
No, they weren't.
You know what's so great about you, Troy? You know what's so great? You can just deny everything that is reality.
Right, you're wrong.
You know, I've tried to reach out to this guy. You've done so much research too. How many times
you still
hold on? How many times you left West Virginia?
You still think there were squibs? There were no
squibs. Of course there were squibs.
I heard you.
Yeah, you heard me yesterday. I described it, and that guy actually called in and apologized for the way that he's been addressing me.
I think he's foolish for doing that.
Oh, yeah. How dare he address a human being like another human being? Listen, I know that you're less than human. I know that. Listen, I get it, man. The only thing that you're worried about is you and your own. All right. You know, the one admirable thing about you is I believe that you probably take care of your kids, which is, tops. I mean, family comes first, but you need to wake up into reality, man. I mean, that's the bottom line. You just make up whatever you want.
I know what a squib is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're part of a demolition squad.
Poof of air that goes straight.
No, you're a part of a demolition squad now.
Are you a part of a demolition squad?
I don't have to be. I've been talking to physicists.
How many people on demolition squad agree with me? How many people on demolition squads agree with you?
Well, I know Jesse Ventura is one of those people. Hold on. And on Building 7, we have Danny Juwanko, who has never recanted. In fact, he's been called several times afterwards that says Building 7 is a controlled demolition. Listen, the molten metal didn't create itself, Troy. It didn't happen. By itself. It didn't happen from jet fuel fires, okay? And their official version of the beams got so hot that they weakened and it fell because it was 1,500 to 1,800 degrees on those floors is nonsense. You cannot have a human being in 1,800 degree temperatures. Can we agree on that? Jump into an 1,800 degree fire, Troy. That'll be great for all of us.
You made pizzas for a living.
No, that was my side job, big guy. Listen, I'm sorry if I worked for a living. I'm sorry if I did put in 60 hours a week, if I had a day job and a night job. No, excuse me.
Baking pizzas. It doesn't make you an expert on the physics.
Listen, I didn't make 80 hours a week. I was a graphic designer. I've been to college. I'm not a dummy. I know that you and your little southern accent think you're a smart guy. We're going to have to let you go because I have real people to talk to. But, there he goes. He's just going to sell out humanity, deny everything that we've put out there. It doesn't matter that two people were blown up in Building 7 and it's well documented. It's in Loose Change Final Cut for free. Troy's going to make up whatever he wants to. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be back after the break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan.
We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are at the top of the third hour of this program. We run 4 hours now. It's the Alex Jones Show, and our prayers are with Alex. Let's hope everything's going down all right over there. Let's hope he hasn't been detained. You can check out that George Norrie interview that I played in the top of the first hour over at Infowars.com. And we're going to be jumping subjects right now. We're still going to be taking your calls in about a half an hour. We have Bob Chapman on the line of the InternationalForecaster.com, and we're going to be talking economy. The latest article up there is the impact of endless liquidity, a bunch of great information on the website. Bob, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and it's very nice to be here again.
So,
and
Bob,
I'm sure Alex really wishes he was on here rather than there.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't want to have to go down to Bilderberg, but when nobody in the mainstream media is going to cover this organization of 125 elitists that are going to set the course for the next 12 months, someone's got to do it, right?
Someone's got to do it. And, you know, they've been meeting like this since 1952,
mm-hmm.
and I would say 15 or 20 major periodicals throughout the world attend each time
mm-hmm.
and do not report upon it. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, why? Well, obviously, it's a closed meeting. It's conspiratorial in nature. And, you know, the American and European and the world public, generally speaking, don't know anything about it. And this is where the titans of great money and industry, the housing for the Illuminati, this is their big meeting for the year. And I'm glad Alex is there, along with Jim Tucker, who I've known for many years, going back to the original days when I was a contributing financial writer for the Spotlight, along with G. Gordon Tether, who had the Lombard column in the Financial Times in London, until he mentioned the bankers and what they were doing, and they fired him. And before that, in the American Mercury. So I've been in this corner studying and researching the Bilderbergers and all the things that surround them for almost 50 years. And so I'm glad I don't have to go there. I don't know where Jim Tucker gets the energy to do it.
Oh, God. But, and he's an old-timer, too. He's been doing this for 30-plus years. We had him on the program recently, and it's just amazing that he's able to do this. And he's, you know, he's going to be a big loss for us when he's gone, because he has really infiltrated this group. He's been dead spot on every year with the predictions. He only makes about two or three of them. They always come true. And I'm just so happy that the awareness of Bilderberg has spread so much that we actually have 100 activists outside of the Bilderberg meeting right now.
Well, that's really great. And, you know, that's why I continue to do what I do as well, and in my own little niche of finance, economics, and so on. And like Jim, most people who are our age are geezering out in our rocking chairs, and that's the last thing that I ever want to do. That would be like being in a perpetual jail to me. But anyway, I'm sure they'll come back with a load of information. I see the FBI was hassling them.
Oh, absolutely. FBI, Secret Service, sweeps in the building. They've never seen security like this before. We had Luke Radowski on just about a half an hour ago, and he was confronted by the FBI and Secret Service. They were trying to establish a leader so that they were probably trying to establish a leader so that they could detain him and try to break the spirits of everybody else. But everybody just said, look, there are no leaders here. We all came here on our own accord. The media is not covering this, so we have to cover it for them. And we're on a public sidewalk. What are you trying to do to us? We still have a First Amendment right in this country. You know, by our teeth, I guess, by the skin of our teeth, we have a First Amendment right. But officers apologized, back off. So hopefully that's the way it's going to go down all weekend. We're talking to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We'll be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on June 5th, 2008, Bilderberg time. Alex is out there, and like I said, he tried to call me from the hotel. I tried to call back the hotel, and no dice. So people try to get a hold of him. Pray for him. Let's hope he hasn't been detained. We need him out there giving this report because, again, this little meeting of 125 people that you and I didn't elect to anything are going to make some big decisions. They're probably going to make the decision to up the price of oil, so gas is going to go up. Then our food's going to go up even more. We're already seeing food rations in New York, of all places. I just couldn't believe that. And the economy's going down the tubes. You know, they blew out the housing market this year. I see a continuance of that. But let's ask somebody who actually knows what he's talking about. Let's ask Bob Chapman. What do you see as an economic forecaster for the next 6 months? What kind of economics are these guys going to be discussing?
Well, I think what they want to do is continue globalization, but it's going to be very difficult to do that when you have these very high prices for grains and beans and energy products. And what's happening is countries are turning inward by putting controls, if they're producers, of beans and grains and to other countries because they're afraid they won't have enough of their own people. And with that is starting a change. And I think the avenues that are being discussed to solve these problems in the House and Senate are ridiculous. Here they have George Soros appearing before a Senate panel yesterday, and he advocates more controls, and with that he's right. But, you know, there are so many eminent people in that field other than George Soros. They should have had them instead of him. And the reason why is that George Soros is a convicted felon. He was caught manipulating the market in France, and he was tried and convicted, and he appealed, and he lost his appeal. So I think they had to go find somebody else, and probably George is probably at the Bilderberg meeting, for all I know, because he's certainly one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway,
I believe he's gone there before.
Yes, he has.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's talk about the oil situation. First of all, oil consumption in the United States is been trailing off, and that's good. And we have 89% this week, this past week, of refinery capacity, which is up from about 86 a few weeks ago, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a problem, very high prices. And that's been caused by third world countries, as we've known them in the past, using more energy products, among other things. And that has continued to keep the level of consumption up. The crux of the thing here, the investigation by Congress and the possibility of legislation, is based upon manipulation. And let me tell you how the speculation works. I've read other writers who say the speculation makes up 60% of what's going on in those markets. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it's more like 30. I'll compromise it at 45. Now, how does this all happen? Well, most of the speculators in those markets, and I might preface it by saying I spent 28 years in Wall Street. I own my own brokerage firm for a number of years, and so I know about what goes on there. I had, you know, you have to have all these licenses to run a brokerage firm, and I had all of them, of course. But anyway, what's going on is this. Two-thirds of the money that was being made by investment banking and brokerage houses and banks was emanating from the packaging of mortgages into bonds. They were called collateralized debt obligations and other types of titles, which I won't go into. And they packaged these, and they sold them, and they made lots of money doing that. The only thing is the ratings that were on these packages of AAA really should have been BBB, which is a difference between a 10 and a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any in criminal investigations into the investment banks, banks, and brokerage firms who put these packages together and who were in bed with Moody's, Fitch, and S&P, because they should have criminal investigations because they defrauded the buyers. Now, you say to yourself, their business is frozen. They can't go any further because nobody wants to buy these things anymore. So what do they do next? Well, the Federal Reserve pops in, and they cause the real estate problem in the first place. They pop in because the people in the banks who own the Federal Reserve are among these people who can't make any money anymore because everything's frozen, and they're looking at these tremendous losses, hundreds of billions of dollars in losses. So we got to make some money fast. So the Fed opens a discount window up, doesn't tell anybody who buys, so nobody outside can know. They have auctions, and they give money away for 28 days and purportedly get it back when, in fact, they're rolling it. And they're dishing out about $300 billion a month. And so they can't directly control where the money goes. So the banks have it, the banks use it, and the banks lend it to other speculators because banks are speculators. Even though you didn't know that, you do now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were using this tremendous amount of money, and still are, in the commodity markets. And they are responsible for driving the price of commodities up, all of them, beyond where they should be. And also our Congress, which is equally to blame. And incidentally, in the next issue of the International Forecaster, I have an interview on C-SPAN. And in that interview with the Senate panel is a man who is the former head of the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation. His name is Mr. Greenberger, and he spills the beans. He really lays it out. And I have that interview available for the people who are subscribers and those who want a free copy. Anyway, what the Congress did was create a loophole so that the banks could create swaps, and actually the swaps were contracts for commodities off exchange. So nobody knew what they were doing. And that's how they were able to create this tremendous upsurge in the market. And that's what Congress is trying to get to the bottom of. But there are essentially things that made oil and soybeans and other things go up, such as ethanol. But the big boom, the bubble, a short-term bubble, it's a short-term bubble that's been created in all these economy and all of these commodities, has to be broken. And the people who are behind this are the Federal Reserve, the banks, the investment banking houses, and the brokerage firms again.
Now, do you feel they're doing this?
I mean, they weren't happy with .com. They weren't happy with real estate. They weren't happy packaging. They only made hundreds of billions, or if not trillions of dollars, and now they got to do this.
Do you feel that this is being engineered, though, to try to bring us into a North American Union, to try to take down the standard of living in this country, to possibly foreclose on homes and really try to create a second world nation here at home?
Absolutely. I wrote about it in the American Mercury in 1967.
Why don't you elaborate on that for people?
That was the only way that they could bring America to its knees, to force not only America but Canada and Europe to accept world government. This was all planned. They tried to stop the plans because everything went upside down on them in the Middle East, and they couldn't stop them. And that's when Zbigniew Brzezinski came out 2 years ago and said they've just put world government back 30 years, they being the meatballs in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he was furious with them. And that doesn't mean it's going to change their plans, but it's going to make trying to get the North American Union set in place extremely difficult. There's been so much warning over the past 2 to 3 years. But when I saw that Ben Steele was transferred from the Royal Society, the Royal Institute in London, which is the model on which the Council on Foreign Relations was modeled on in 1921 when they were formed. Mm-hmm. When he went over on loan, I knew they were getting serious about this. And then they had Robert Pastor front for the thing, not telling everybody what Ben Steele was doing. And then I see last week a hard money conference in New York put on by resource consultants had Ben Steele as a speaker. I mean, that's the enemy. I couldn't believe it. And I told all my subscribers not to go to their conferences because they're in bed with these people. But be as it may, I think the North American Union is a long ways away. I think they will go on and do their harmonization, as they call it, and making laws similar in the three countries. But it's going to be a long time before they get around to it, and it's going to be a long time before they get their Romero, although they'd like to do it. I've been watching these people for 50 years almost,
mm-hmm.
and we had debates about other currencies, change in currencies, back in the early 1980s when I used to do conferences all over the world, and the evolutionary process takes a long time. And now we have so many people who understand what they're trying to pull off here with this North American Union, this Amero, then they're going to have a really hard time trying to implement it. I think the only way they can do it is by putting half the people in America in internment camps.
Well, that is very, very scary that you said that. And incrementalization has really been their most useful tool. I want to talk about the SPP, the Securities and Prosperities Partnership, on the other side, Vicente Fox's view on this North American Union, if you will, and world government. It's Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Thank you. Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes. Call him drunken Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well from the land of the Pima Indian.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We were going to talk SPP and Vicente Fox. I was going to play a little clip from We Are Change and discuss it with Bob Chapman. But we have Alex Jones on the line, live from Bilderberg. Take it away, Alex.
Well, I'm here. There's about 50 people where I'm at, another 20 or 30 around the building. About 60 people in the last hour since I've been here have left. They're coming back. It's really hot out here, about 90 degrees, and the sun. And we've got Secret Service. The police are the nicest we've seen of anybody, any elitist meeting we've covered. They're really nice. They're friendly. Some of them even winked at us and waved. And they're like, yes, sir, please, thank you. Really being nice. The Secret Service comes out and commands them to not let us be on city property. They have said no. The Secret Service gets real mad. And a bunch of globalists, I'd say about 15 carloads, are still coming in. More will come in. SUVs, Cadillacs, all those. Black sedans, bringing them in from the airport. Dallas, just 4 miles away, that they're flying into. So it's just absolutely amazing what's happening out here. We're bullhorning them, telling them the answer in 1984 is 1776, that we're not their slaves. Just absolutely amazing. Burma says, my cell phone coming in. Good for you.
You're sounding great, Alex.
I tell you, this is exciting, man. This is, I mean, the next reports of the next few days are going to be amazing. Tucker's got sources right now he's meeting with. We'll have him on. We'll learn more developments. These are the 125 people, really 100 out of the 125, that govern our planet, that control our society. And we're here not playing along with the illusion anymore. I mean, just 10 years ago, really 8, 9 years ago, people didn't know this even existed. The media said it didn't. Now we've discredited them. We've exposed the system. We're doing it all, Jason. And we couldn't have done it without the listeners who spread the word about the show.
And I've heard the turnout is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's like three different entrances, and there's like 60 people just left in the last hour. You know, after I got here, they said hi, and then left. They've been waiting all day.
Mm-hmm.
And another 20 or 30 just showed up right now. More are walking up, and there's several entrances, and there's throngs of people at every entrance. I'd say about 200 people have shown up total today.
That's amazing. And remember, folks, you don't have to take orders from headquarters. You can go down there if you're in the Chantilly, Virginia area. We need cameras on these people. We need to expose who's going to this meeting, Alex.
Absolutely. These are the individuals that govern our lives. These are the people that are ruining our lives, that are destroying our dollar, jacking up our oil prices. They're a bunch of disgusting parasites, and they drive by in their black sedans. You can see through the windows and see them looking at us with hatred or reading their files.
Reading their pages
of
paper.
Yeah, like some of them are reading like files when they come in, trying to ignore us. And then, you know, the message is, hey, bastards, we know you're doing it. We know you're behind it. It's over.
Have you recognized anybody big right now? Have you seen somebody pull in that you're just like?
I've seen one of the leaders of Spain. I've seen a big IT guy who I recognize in the photos. I've got to get back and confirm all the names before I announce them.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when we were in the hotel this morning. Later, we'll blow up the video. We're getting through their tinted windows and look at their faces like we did in Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're just standing out here in 90-degree heat. But it's beautiful, beautiful shade trees. That's where I'm walking through right now. And we're just bullhorning them as they come in, letting them know that we're not going along with this. But again, we need everybody's prayers, everybody's support, because after what happened last night, it was just absolutely amazing. I mean, it was just incredible to have them trying to set us up. In fact, right now I'm going to bullhorn some of the elitist scum that just pulled through. And now they're going through the checkpoint. They got big Bilderbergs on the side of their vehicles. Long live the Republic! Your new world order will fail! The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah!
Well, you're hearing it live. You're hearing it live, folks. This is history. Alex Jones is bringing you the elitist meeting that the media does not want you to hear about.
They're deciding Iran right now, Burmese.
I believe it.
I wish you could be here with us, but you had to hold down the command base in the Infowar capital of Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. And I got to say, I'm proud. Somebody from New York, where we kicked the British ass, is down there in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. You know, the second front line in the fight for freedom, and that we're all together fighting the New World Order. Our ancestors will be very proud of us, and we're awakening that instinct. Our people have been mesmerized. They've been put in a spell. They haven't been aware of what they were dealing with. But slowly but surely, The mind is unlocking. I mean, police just 5 years ago were much more out of control with us. Now they understand. I mean, our message is getting out. It's happening, thanks to God. And we are going to defeat this new world order. We don't have a choice. These are the people poisoning our water, putting the cancer viruses on our vaccines. These are the people destroying our dollar, jacking up the oil prices. These are the people that can govern our lives. And if we can only expose them, if we can only spread the word about who they are, their system will fall. It is in our hands. It is all up to us what we do right now.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is an honor to be sitting in for Alex Jones as he takes on the Bilderberg Group in Chantilly, Virginia. I just want to let the listeners know that we do have the new We Are Change YouTube confrontation with the Clintons. We're going to be playing the first half of that. The second half is so riddled with curse words that we're not going to be able to play the second half for you, but you can check that out over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com later today. We're also going to be playing the YouTube clip of Hillary Clinton denying that she even knows about Bilderberg, Alex. Apparently, she didn't go in 2006. Do we still have Alex or no? Oh, man. Well, we all know that she knows exactly what Bilderberg is, that her husband has attended on several occasions and has now admitted on ABC News. It wasn't really a news conference. It was more of a conference to get his wife elected for president, and people taking it upon himself to ask themselves to ask the tough questions, where he was forced to admit that he indeed did go to Bilderberg while he was in Europe with Vernon Jordan, supposedly to discuss what was going to happen to Russia with some Europeans. We have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com on the line. Bob, what do you think of all these developments?
What do I think of what?
All the developments, the developments Alex just talked about over at Bilderberg.
Well, he's right on everything, and it's up to us. We have to inform other people. We have to let them know that there is a power behind government, worldwide for that matter, that wants to make the world do what they want to do because they think that they know better what's good for us. And, of course, we disagree with them. These people have been doing this, actually, for centuries. And they've been getting away with it. And, you know, back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, we would talk about this. There would be a few books that were three or 4,000 had been published on the subject. But most people didn't have access to them. And then 15 years ago came the Internet. And it just changed the whole thing. And now people are catching on. And if we are to save our civilization, we've got to stop these people. We have to expose them for what they're doing. We have to bring them to trial for manipulating markets. And it goes on all the time. Goodness knows, very few people spend 28 years in the brokerage business like I did and know what is going on. The rest of them could care less. All they are interested in is money. And unfortunately, that's the case of most people, particularly in America. But the job is to get the word out. And I'm sure Alex will have plenty of information for us. When he comes back, he'll probably have a video and a tape. And that would be something you should purchase so that you can hand it to the other people and say, look what these guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
Not for us, for themselves. And they want to turn our country upside down. They want to bring us down to a third world level. They want to merge us with other countries, whether we like it or not. We have these Patriot Acts and all these other things that take away our freedoms. It's got to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you 100%. Unfortunately, the general mass, the public out there, is so mesmerized and hypnotized by consumerism and, you know, the latest fashion trend, the latest car, the biggest house, putting their kids through college. This stuff isn't even on the radar. For guys like me and you, this is primary. This is what drives us. We're interested in what's happening to our country because we know that all it takes is for good men to do nothing, for evil to prevail. But most of these people, you know, their primary thing is their family. Their secondary thing is, you know, their sports car. Their third thing is their sports team. And this isn't even on the radar. How do we change that? How do we flip society?
The empty belly does it. Recession, depression, and then people are going to say, who did this to us? How did this happen? And then we say to them, look, we've been on radio and making videos and writing about this for years, but you didn't know or you weren't listening. And here are the people who have been doing this to you, and this is what they're after, and this is why you don't have any job or house, no vehicles anymore, and you're living under a bridge.
Absolutely.
And that will get their attention.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that.
It's the worst place to operate from, but unfortunately, that's the way it's going to come down.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I hope that we can stave that off. I personally want to keep my house. I want to live in a first world nation. I want to live in a nation where, you know, we have a constitution, we have a Bill of Rights, we have a government for and by the people, and right now, our government is not for and by the people. It's for the corporate interests. It's for the special interests. It's for the military-industrial complex. It's for the globalists. And I don't know if you've seen this breaking article, but it was just reported today that Kevin Rudd, the president of Australia, is trying to spearhead the creation of an Asia-Pacific Union similar to the European Union. Because you know you're going to need these large global landmasses, these unions, Pan-American Union, North American Union, European Union, now the Asia-Pacific Union. I do believe they're trying to build a Eurasian Union in the Middle East, you know, going in there, all the imperialism that's going on, so that they can form their one-world order much easier. And do you feel that way? Do you think that they're going to block sections of the world out and then bring in this global governance?
Well, I think they would like to do everything simultaneously, but they're going to work now on the most difficult parts, and that's the United States and Europe and England and and Canada, ostensibly the most prosperous nations in the world. And I'm sure that they've got some kind of a plan set up for China as well and overall in Asia. They've had Japan in their back pockets since the Second World War, and so that's no problem for them. And but this is war, and we've got to stop them, like you've said. And if we don't, it's not going to be a very nice world.
Absolutely not. Have you seen this confrontation with Luke Radowski of We Are Change with Vicente Fox?
No, I have not.
I want to play this clip for the audience because in it, Luke discusses the North American Union. He discusses the Trans-Texas Corridor. He discusses the SPP. And Vicente Fox, of course, acknowledges the SPP. He talks about the agreements. He feels like it's not going fast enough. He says the governments aren't building the roads. And then Luke retorts with, well, you know, it's Giuliani's private company, but the roads are being built regardless. And he's like, yes, I really want a North American Union, and one day I would like to see global government. Let's play that clip right now.
Cooperation, not isolation.
Third question right here? Third question right here? Yes. On CNN's Larry King, you acknowledged the fact of NAFTA currency, like the euro. Can you please talk about how you, as President of Mexico, President Bush, and the Prime Minister of Canada, established working groups towards a North American Union with the SVP prosperities without public approval?
It's there is the original document, the original commitment, and there is supposed to be follow-up procedures, there is supposed to be committees to discuss and to advance, but that's not happening. We're still tied up to the original document.
The highways are being built right now, the Trans-Texas Corridor highways are being built as part of the SPP, building the NAFTA highways. It's happening right now, and the working groups are established.
Highways, unfortunately.
They're being built right now, from what I hear. You go to Texas right now. Yes. If you go to Texas right now, you see land being seized away from people building these highways. Of the North American Union.
No, there's nothing going on in joint investment in infrastructure or any other thing. And so that's why my claim is that we should move ahead. There is this promotion of this idea of a NAFTA highway, a highly technological highway. Even some have said or promoted the idea of that should be a duty-free highway or a free zone highway so that you could move products without crossing the border because they would have this road to move upon anything else. But it's just plans. There's nothing concrete up to now.
Yes, it is happening. It's happening in Texas right now. Land is being seized. And what they're doing, and they're building the highways that are going to be planned, are going to go from Mexico all the way from the United States all the way up to Canada. And there's actually a nonprofit organization.
I know about that project,
and it's
but
being
it's not
built.
A government project. No.
I know, but Cintra, a private company, is building it right now. And they're seizing land and they're doing it.
They
and
might
it's
be doing it, but it's not a project of Mexico. It's welcome. I hope they do build it.
Will there be a North American Union? Do you believe there will
there
be a North
American Union? I would hope so. I think it would be very convenient for both of us.
But what about American sovereignty and everything we did and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and everything our forefathers stand for? That's
Germany,
more important.
Britain have not lost their sovereignty.
Their Constitution is being destroyed over the EU Constitution. And when you have a North American Union, you have one world government. This is what David Rockefeller wants with the CFR, Bilderberg, Malara Commission.
Germany, yes. France, and Britain,
yes.
Not lost even though they have a parliament, they have not lost their sovereignty. They have not lost their
But this
culture.
Is what they're doing. David
they
Rockefeller.
They have highly benefited.
Yeah. Can we give
and
a,
that's why
give
I said,
a chance?
I said solidarity over selfishness.
Yeah.
This nation is very selfish. It's based on
but it's turning against them.
It would be much better for the United States to have a healthy, successful, profitable neighbor in Mexico than having a poor nation there unemployed. That's why we have
but,
the
but then the American economy goes down. You have immigration comes
in. Germany
the
and
Constitution destroyed.
Without,
it goes down because you have illegal immigrants going into England and
Germany
taking the English jobs.
Very strong, extremely strong.
So you have one currency, and that's what they do. It's policy, and then it's unionization.
Britain doesn't have one currency.
The euro is going to happen.
Statement of activities and commitments,
mm-hmm.
both from Mexico, United States, and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large document written.
You could say it's for like
and
the North American
Union. We have advanced a lot, but it's right now it's not moving at the pace that it should be moving.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea because instead of aid, which is just giving away the money,
yeah.
this is investing money on productive projects, investing money on education, investing money on opportunities
mm-hmm.
For entrepreneurs. So I think it's a great program, and it's I can send you a document today. You give me a
yeah.
call and send you a copy of the document.
How would it move forward? How would you like it to move forward?
The thing is that we changed administration
yeah.
in Mexico.
Uh-huh. I'll walk the other one. Hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
So we changed administration, so
yeah.
we need the new administration to retake it.
Okay.
And here, President Bush administration is about to finish, so we need the next administration to retake the project.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
sorry.
Fully
Go ahead.
Described and complete.
Hello.
Well, there it is, folks. There's a little portion of it. It goes on for a little bit longer, but he's pro-SPP. He'd like it to go on, faster. Once it's brought up that it's a private organization that's building these super highways, he's like, well, I want it to be government organizations. What's your take on that clip? I mean, obviously, not only is Vicente Fox pro-North American Union, but he seems to be pro-world government.
Well, I had heard the tape before. I had forgotten it. And you're right. He is... He's if you spend any time in Mexico, except among the rich, he's a laughingstock of the country. And as you probably are aware, the last election was stolen.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold
on,
Bob. I got to stop you right there because Alex is back with us. He just got
good.
Back on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I didn't even know you had Bob on earlier, and the phone cut out when I was bullhorning. And more trash just drove in. I mean, just like clear windows. The big globalists sitting there totally upset at us. As we bullhorn him and videotape this trash. So finish up with Bob. How long until you're done with Bob?
The top of the hour, but I could probably get him just to finish up in this segment and get you back.
No, that's fine. I'll just call back in 10, 20 minutes. I mean, my main thing is get Bob's take on how important it is to expose these trash, to how we have exposed that there's truly a global elite, something the media denied just 8 years ago, and now how far we've come. I mean, this is all part of a process of identifying enemies of the Republic, and it's just very, very exciting. So I'm going to let Bob go back. I'll call back in later.
All right. Thanks, Alex. So Bob, how important is it to expose this type of behavior?
Well, it's by exposing yourself like Alex does, and I do some 20 programs a week, and they get all over the world just like Alex stuff does. And of course, I have my publication, and we have subscribers all over the world. And I encourage them to, do reprints and send them to other people and hopefully wake people up to see what's really going on. And, I try to, it's like a mosaic. Mm-hmm. I try to bring it all together, the finance, the economics, the social, political issues. And then behind it all, the power of the fascistic corporate structure that's been set up in America and Europe and Canada and England as well. And how they are trying to shape us and bring us into this world government. And so that's what we both do, and I say many, many times on the programs, I only wish there were another 1,000 like us to help us, because there's not enough of us. And if we had more people who would do what we're doing, then we could solve the problem. Everybody would know.
Well, I agree with you there. And people, again, you don't have to take orders from headquarters. You, too, can start a website. You, too, can be on the mainstream newspapers, websites, television channels, combing for this type of information. You can put together a blog. You can go door-to-door. You can burn DVDs. You can hand them out. You can be the guy at the Bilderberg meeting with a bullhorn. I mean, nothing's stopping you from taking these actions except your own self-doubt. And you need to get rid of that, because we all have incredible power. It is within each of us that crave freedom, that crave liberty, that want to be in a free society, a democratic, a constitutional republic. That's what we want in this country. We don't want our national sovereignty to be taken over. We don't want a shadowy group of people deciding our lives every 12 months, Bob.
No, that's right, and every day of the week, actually. Mm-hmm. And they're going to continue to do what they do unless we go out and inform people. And we're so fortunate to have the Internet and the access that we do have to shortwave and AM and FM and satellite, and, of course, the computer-generated programs as well. And we just got to keep at it and try to bring more people in, as you've just said, to speak out on the issue. Why are we having these problems? This is why we're having these problems. Is it new? No, it goes back for hundreds of years. You know, probably 90% of all the wars that we've ever seen were financed on both sides by the same group of people. Now, these are the people who financed fascism. Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. They bankrolled communism in Russia when the natural person that one should have been with, even though it was a dictatorial monarchy, would have been the Russian government.
Absolutely. It's about the consolidation of power. Bob Chapman on the other side. Final segment, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570. All right,
it is the Alex Jones Show. He is at the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. I am Jason Burmis. You can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Getting a bunch of friend requests. I do check out the mail. It's where I got the Kevin Rudd Australia president calling for a Asia-Pacific Union story today. So keep sending me good stories, man. I check them out. I'll bring them up on the air. Final segment with Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Bob, how can we protect ourselves? What advice are you going to give to the awake American out there that's listening to this broadcast?
Well, I think from a financial point of view, the most important thing they can do is get rid of their revolving debt, which is credit cards and cards from different department stores. And if they can get rid of their vehicle debt, the economy is worsening, unemployment is rising, and not only that, unemployment would rise a lot more quickly, but companies, what they're doing now is cutting wages 5 or 10 or 15 or 20%, and that way they don't have to lay people off, but they're paying them less to remain competitive or stay in business. And so the chances of losing one's job is much larger today than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So you want to be financially prepared. For those of you who have done all those kind of things and have money to invest, gold and silver-related assets are excellent. And I think financially, that's the best kind of preparation.
So for a guy like me, I don't have any credit card debt. I don't have any vehicle debt. I don't have any homeowner's debt. But I do have student loans around 10 grand. Should I pay those off as soon as possible? Or I've had the advice, pay off the minimum and buy gold and silver with the money that you save. What do you think?
The latter. You pay off as you go, and you take any extra money you've got, and you buy gold and silver.
And that's the way to go.
That's the way to go. And I see lots of people who are cashing in insurance policies and converting 401ks and IRAs and others into gold and silver-related assets, and I think it's the proper thing to do. And we've been right for a long time, and I think we're going to continue to be right about what's going to happen in the future, particularly financially. And so that's the road that you should take.
Well, there is no doubt that, you know, gold, silver, platinum, precious metals in general have retained and gained value for thousands of years. This is the one type of currency that you know isn't going to go away.
Well, it never has in the history of man that we know of. And I don't think that's going to change. You know, human nature and the capacities and the abilities of humankind, yes, we've made lots of advances, but we're still basically the same creature. And nothing has been found through the ages that has replaced gold as the reserve common denominator of any kind of a currency. And in today's world, all we have is fiat currencies, currencies that weren't are really not worth the paper they're written on.
Absolutely. I mean, this paper currency, this fiat currency we have is printed out of nowhere. It has no backing whatsoever, zero regulation. The Federal Reserve, I think there's 13 board members. We don't elect them. Okay, what do they serve, 8-year terms?
That's correct. And they're all appointed by the people from behind the scenes. They're all controlled. And they do exactly as they're told. Even the chairman of the Federal Reserve, he doesn't make the decisions. He's told what to do.
Well, Greenspan was a Bilderberger, right?
He certainly was.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, thank you so much for joining us. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, video feed starts in 2 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. I'm having some video issues over here for the stream, so you might just get audio on my pretty little face when I play these YouTube clips, unfortunately, but we're just going to have to deal with that. But that's okay, because I got a hell of a guest on the line. I have Justin Martell of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth for the next 30 minutes, and then we have G. Edward Griffin. We're going to be playing some YouTube clips, including the new We Are Change confrontation with the Clintons, at least the first half, without the cursing, because the second half has a lot of cursing, apparently. And, you know, I'm just psyched up, Justin. I'm so excited to see so many people waking up to the Bilderberg Conference. Over 100 protesters out there right now. Of course, Alex Jones, Luke Radowski. But they're not going to be able to hide for much longer, are they, Justin?
I would say not. I mean, we've got, and I think that Alex's new documentary, Endgame, had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Let's play, it's only going to be audio, unfortunately, because the video feed for some reason isn't taking to my computer as I'd like. But I'm going to play your confrontation, the Student Scholars confrontation. I believe that's Eric Jackman doing that one.
Yep.
That's SST911.org, by the way, folks. Great organization for young folks. If you are in college and you're not part of a 9/11 truth group, this is the group to be a part of. He confronts Hillary Clinton about her attendance of a Bilderberg meeting, and she denies even knowing what it is. Let's play it.
President is going to do what is necessary to take care of our country. And one of the
wonderful.
Senator Clinton, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you
Can
doing?
I ask you a quick question while you sign that?
Sure.
It was reported in June of 2006 you attended a meeting in Ottawa, Canada, the Bilderberg Group. Can you comment on that? What's going on at the Bilderberg meeting, and what do you guys talk about up there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. It was reported you were up there, and people saw you up there. I just want to know what you guys talk about and meet about up there.
Sir, I don't know.
Why are there such top-secret meetings?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Your husband went to a Bilderberg meeting, too. Yeah. I'm just wondering. I'm
There's
not
the nod. Oh, yep.
No, I just want to know what happens at these meetings.
Well, since I wasn't there, I have no idea.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
There you go.
Kathleen Clinton.
You said we have the 9/11 family members who are still advocating for a new investigation?
That's
hideous.
And there she is covering for her globalist masters. all right, let's play this. This is new to me. I'm going to play the first 2 minutes of this We Are Change confrontation with the Clintons. Again, I guess it gets a little filthy, so I'm not sure what we're in for, folks.
Do they talk about Bilderberg?
Yeah, this is a Bilderberg confrontation for Bill and Hill together again for the very first time. Let's play it up.
Hey.
right. It's Alex Jones Show. We're going to play more of that on the other side. Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For Alex Jones, while he takes on the global elite in Chantilly, Virginia, Bilderberg 2008, and I got the little video feed working now, so we're going to play the little video feed here. We're going to play just that little Clinton part where he says, I haven't been there in 15 years! Really? Are you sure? 15 years? I just don't believe it. 15 years would mean when, Martel? Back in 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know. And we know he went before he became president, and we know he went in 99, right?
That's correct.
All right, so let's play this one more time.
Why is there no president of Bilderberg building? There's no media there. Why not?
I don't know. I haven't been there in 15 years.
Been there.
All done.
He hasn't been there in 15 years. He can't tell us. And I want to play the rest of that clip, but unfortunately, it may be a little bit too graphic. So we're just going to have to fold on that and wait it
well,
out.
So let's talk about this.
Yeah,
the Clintons and Bilderberg and the whole bit there. So clearly, in the video that we did, where Eric Jackman asked about Bilderberg, Hillary Clinton's clearly lying, and it's apparent when she first denies knowing what Bilderberg is, and then when Eric says your husband went there, and the viewers can see the video, but she nods and says yup. And then the next thing she turns again and says, well, I couldn't tell you because I wasn't there. So you know what I mean? She first denies she doesn't know, and then she says, well, I wasn't there.
Yeah, and she knows damn well what the conference is, and she knows damn well it's elitists actually choosing what we're going to be subjected to in the next 12 months. I mean, this is a real meeting right here. This is where policy is set. What did you think? I don't know if you've been listening, but did you hear the Department of Justice actually ordered 125 Bilderberg 2008 engraved iPods from Apple, and they're upset because they're not going to be there on time?
What?
Yeah, no, somebody from within Apple sent us an email this morning because they had to fill out the order over at Mac.com, and they were like, yeah, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. So, you know, our tax dollars that fund the Department of Justice are put towards little toys for the elite. It's not like they can't afford their own iPod, but they want their little, they want their ice, they want their bling, they want their Bilderberg 2008 iPod, Justin.
how ridiculous.
Yeah, we're in some tough times, brother, when that is the case. Now, you've really gotten a lot of people over the years. Really, it's only been, what, 2 years since your inception?
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years?
Well, I've been active for about 2 years, but Student Scholar started in February of 2007. So a little over a year, about a year and a half, yeah.
And you've gotten all the presidential candidates that are still in the race. You know, Hillary just dropped out, but she's still up for VP, possibly. She's thrown out the idea that maybe Obama's going to be assassinated. That's lovely. You talk to Obama, you talk to McCain, I think, on several occasions, and you guys just keep pumping out the hits, correct?
That's correct. We haven't had a new one in a while. The most recent one was the Dana Perino video.
Mm-hmm. Which was excellent, by the way. She's the White House press secretary, and she tried to say that your facts were, in fact, spin from the media. No, your facts were what I like to call facts.
I took her advice. I went back and I checked my facts. If people watch the video, Dana Perino meets the Student Scholars from 9/11 Truth. If you just go into YouTube and type in Dana Perino 9/11, it's the first video that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that I did indeed heed her advice, went back, checked my facts, and you'll see that I posted every single thing as I'm asking her my question. I sourced every single thing, so you see the source as I say it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's definitely her who needs to go back and do the fact-checking. How she lectured me about spin. She goes, you know, some of the things that you said that I know to be spin from the other side.
From the other side, like there's another side, right? First of all, we're not right and left.
Well, exactly. There's that, and then also, I mean, who is she to be lecturing me about spin? It's her job to spin.
Look at McClellan. I mean? He comes out and writes a book and says he had to lie for the White House, that they lied about the Iraq war. I mean, it's unbelievable. The last guy to hold her job. Oh, well, actually, the guy before Tony Snow. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
Tony Snow, ex-Fox News reporter, by the way, folks. Yeah, that's a good transition from Fox News to White House press secretary. He's going to be honest to us.
Exactly. And she was apparently so shaken up by my question that she accused the event organizers of setting her up to be sandbagged and said that she wanted to leave the campus. She was on my college campus. She said that she wanted to leave the campus immediately. She didn't, but that was her like immediate reaction.
Wow. Well, Justin, let's take some phone calls. I got a bunch of callers on the line. I got G. Edward Griffin coming up at 2:30, and I know you're a smart guy. I know I've got one debunker on the line, so hopefully we'll get to him while you're on. Let's start with Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, are you with us?
Yeah. After one caller quite a lot earlier calling in and mentioning about the beauty of the internet, you know, being able to put all this information on YouTube and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that it just came to my mind about something that Dave Von Kleist on the Power Hour was telling a news story about how the corporations, you know, are feeling so threatened about all this kind of information, you know, being able to travel as freely as it is, you know, over the internet, that, you know, he was talking about them wanting to, in the future, wanting to package, you know, all the, you know, internet up in separate packages.
Well, what they're trying to do, you're talking about internet too, correct? They were talking about Internet 2, and what they're trying to do with Internet 2 is, all right, they already have the IBM ThinkPads now where you literally do a biometric thumb scan, and unless it's your thumb, you can't log on to the computer. Now, they want to put that on every keyboard in this country, and I'll tell you why. Because they want to control the Internet through a select few corporations and universities, and you and I, if we want a website, we'll be able to purchase a subdomain from these corporations slash universities, and if they don't like our content, they're going to be able to pull it. It's fascism in every sense in the word. It is total and complete censorship, and we have to fight it before it really gets moving. I thank you for the call.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to Rick in Arizona. Rick, are you with us? All right, Rick dropped. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, how's it going?
How's it going, guys?
All right, man.
All right, it's awesome that I actually got in right now because I just got an email a little while ago, or actually last night from Justin Martel to cancel a debate I had scheduled with him today at 7 p.m. But I'm sure he'll find time to reschedule that.
And
I believe
he
will.
Excuse me, and Dan, what did I say in that email? I said, can we reschedule for Monday? So don't come on here and
try to... No, he's going to be good. He's been pretty good the past couple days, absolutely.
I mean, don't try and make it look like I ran away. I've got a personal engagement that I have to take care of this evening that is a little more, important than that. So.
And we all have lives outside of this, so go ahead and make your point, Justin.
My question relates to my question I asked you yesterday, and I noticed I do have a couple of quotes here from you. One is from the Abby Scott video.
Oh, here we go.
Where you do bring up, aside from the firemen, you do bring up in particular Controlled Demolitions Incorporated. And also in your follow-up apology to some of the statements that you made that day, you said, I was discussing how if a government job, if you have a government job, you want to keep it, a.k.a. Controlled Demolition Incorporated. You keep your mouth shut. Now,
hold on. My thing with that quote, that is a quote. But for instance, CDI, workers for CDI, are going to know what the signatures of a demolished building look like. So when they go and clean it up and they're told not to talk about deck cords if they find them, or they're told not to talk about the molten metal, they're not going to. I mean, Lizzo, I forget what his first name is, but Lizzo is really a mouthpiece. Mark Lizzo is just a mouthpiece for the administration. And as far as the firefighter comments, I just want to put it out there that a lot of these firefighters that did lose people did sign agreements not to sue the government, not to go to court, and just take the victim's compensation fund. And that is human nature, man. I mean, a disaster happens, they're offered this money, and they're told, well, you have to sign this agreement form, otherwise you're not going to get the money. 90% of the people signed the agreement, and I think about 10% ended up going with lawsuits, but some of those lawsuits actually ended about 3 months ago, and they weren't even allowed to disclose the terms, I believe.
Sure, and that is something I'm aware of, but I just want to clear up, because I'm sure you're very familiar with laws against slander and libel, and on the InfoWars forum, there's a lot of anonymous slander going on, in particular about Controlled Demolitions Incorporated.
Sure, but hold on, there's a lot of anonymous slander going on every forum. I mean,
wanted you to clear up for the listeners that you do not think Controlled Demolition Incorporated knew anything or was an accessory after the fact to anything related to 9/11.
Well, I can't say that. After the fact? No, I think that they were an accessory after the fact, absolutely. Before the fact, I have no evidence of that, but these guys know what a demolition looks like. They were commissioned to come in there and clean it up. I think they knew damn well what happened. I'll disagree with you there, and I'll be the first to say I think they're an accessory after the fact. I think there's a lot of accessories after the fact, man. For instance, I don't think Giuliani was in any way, shape, or form part of the planning or the actual operation. But afterwards, there's no way that he couldn't have known something was up when he was getting phone calls from Dick Cheney on that morning to get out of the building because it was going to collapse. He went on. Peter Jennings said he got a phone call. Later on, you find out that Dick Cheney called him. He got on... what was it, Barbara Walters 2020, and discussed this on the 16th. And then on top of all that, he was in World Trade Center Building 7 on the morning of 9/11. He was part of that initial crew, absolutely was. He was part of that initial.
I just think that what a lot of people don't understand is how hurtful it can be when you even insinuate that the firemen had to sign something that would then in exchange...
But that's not an insinuation, man. That happened.
344 firemen died, if I'm not mistaken.
43, but yeah. No, you're right. 343 firefighters died, and I'm not trying to disgrace them at all.
For anybody to say that they for any reason would keep silent about absolutely anything that they know, whether that be from penalty of lawsuit or whether that be for a penalty of life or death, because these are firemen.
I do think that a lot of those guys just went around and towed the party line. I mean, their audio tapes were out there. Their recollections were out there. Secondary explosions everywhere. I thank you for the call. I hope you call in tomorrow. We're with Justin Martell, Student Scholars.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Woo! It feels good. Feels good fighting the New World Order. I'm not going to lie. I hate these globalists with every essence of my being. And it is an honor to be subbing in for Alex Jones, the man, the myth, the legend, for these days while he calls in from Chantilly, Virginia, while these globalists, you know, plot out the next big oil crisis, the next big invasion, the next big false flag attack. Last time they were in Chantilly was, of course, 2002, the first Bilderberg meeting since 9/11. That's where they made the decision to go into Iraq in 2003, spread it out a little bit. And, you know, Justin, how do we fight these guys? Do we just continue going full on? Organizations like yours always give me hope, bro.
Well, I think that, I mean, obviously, I think that, you know, visibility, making it clear, because, I mean, until the last couple of years with, you know, the internet and everything really surging on there, I mean, you haven't had a lot of people aware of what the Bilderberg is. When I tell people about the Bilderberg, you know, like, wow, that's messed up. I mean, awareness is the main thing. Because no one with a straight, you know, with like a straight face can possibly defend what's going on, as you know, with the Bilderberg meetings.
Well, let me interrupt you there. There is a guy out there that loves to defend the Bilderberg group, knows that they're globalists. He did the My Adventures with Extremists special, the one where he helped Alex Jones infiltrate the Bohemian Grove. He followed Jim Tucker around, and this is back in, I want to say, 99, 2000 is when he did this whole series. His name is John Ronson, and he went on CNN International talking about the Bilderberg group, talking about the New World Order, how they want this global order. But he thinks it's a good thing, man. He's all positive about it. It's unbelievable. I mean, he literally
well,
helped
I mean,
Joe.
It's ridiculous. I mean, with a straight face, I mean, no one can
He's
mean,
got
no
a straight face, a very
seriously.
Dry straight face. No, he is dead serious.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is it's ridiculous, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's doing is ridiculous. And it will appear ridiculous to most fair-minded viewers of his material. And, you know, it's funny because I see a lot of all the comments I see on the Hillary Clinton Bilderberg group, the only negative ones I see is, well, she just said she didn't know what it was because she didn't feel like dealing with you guys because you always just disrupt events.
Well, it looks like you went up to her, you approached her in a civil manner, you asked her a real question, and she didn't want to answer it because she couldn't.
Yeah, you know. Especially because she wasn't on the official guest list. I mean, she was spotted there, I believe.
Yeah, she was just there for some kind of a meeting, probably like Rumsfeld was in 2002. Let's keep taking callers before I got to let you go, Justin, and sure. Taking G. Edward Griffin, who's just an amazing author and speaker. I've been lucky enough to have dinner with him a couple times and watch his lectures on both the New World Order and the Federal Reserve. An amazing fellow. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
How you doing?
This goes out to the Bilderbergs. It's something they can put in their iPods, and it's for all the info warriors, and especially the ones there at Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom! 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 Freedom!
I'm with you, man. 110%, brother.
Right.
Absolutely.
On, man.
And you know, I hope that you're out there telling your friends about this stuff, copying videos, holding movie night. It's the way that we're going to defeat these globalists. All right, let's jump to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Jason? You hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
How's it going? Great.
Good.
Look, the reason why I'm calling is you're talking about the Clintons and their constant, you know, twisting and lying and et cetera. And Alex posted, I don't know if you had a chance to read the article that I wrote on Dr. Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, Revealing a Call by Cecil Rhodes for American Union.
No, but I know all about that is in one of the lectures. We're going to get into that in about 10 minutes with G. Edward Griffin. But yeah, the Rhodes group, it's a roundtable group, and they said if they were ever figured out, they would just change the name of their organization.
Well, not only that, they also called for an American Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Infowars.com right now, the article.
And
but
Carol
anyway,
Quigley, by the way, is Bill Clinton's mentor, for those that don't know. He was mentioned in both his inauguration speech and I think a separate speech after that. But yeah, Quigley and Clinton were big time.
Absolutely, and in the article it covers that also. But the reason why I'm following up on that and bringing it up to your attention is because in my article I talk about in 1968 Strobe Talbott, that's 1968, received the Rhodes Scholarship along with Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, after the article was posted at Infowars.com, someone went ahead and tagged on a letter in White House stationery written by Bill Clinton, dated June 22nd, 1993. They scanned a copy of the letter. And guess what it says above all things? It's a letter, and I'm quoting from it, the annual Norman Cousins Global Governance Award, and Clinton writes, I am pleased to extend my warmest congratulations to my good friend, Strobe Talbott.
Well, you know, his wife also commended Walter Cronkite on that same award. They love the globalists. They are globalists, Joe. You know that. Keep up the good work, man. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be back with G. Edward Griffin. Justin, thanks for doing a half an hour with me, brother. SST911.org.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for the week while he is down in Chantilly, Virginia at the 2008 Bilderberg Conference. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. My website is loosechange911.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com are where you're going to find the latest and greatest articles about what's going down at Bilderberg. But I have a very special guest right now. I have G. Edward Griffin on the line. He is an accomplished author and speaker. I've been lucky enough to see his lectures on both the New World Order and the creation of the Federal Reserve banking system. I've also been lucky enough to sit down and have dinner with the man a couple times. He is a true patriot and a scholar, working on a new book right now. Mr. Griffin, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Jason. How are you?
I'm very well. So let's just get right into it. It's Bilderberg time. What do you think is going to be on the table in this elitist meeting with 125 people?
Oh, boy, you know, I've never even thought about that, but it doesn't take much of a genius to figure out what they're working on. They've got two agendas, this is all coming to mind as I speak. So I think there are two basic agendas.
Mm-hmm.
One is how to push the final closure on the New World Order as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the other agenda is how to keep people like you and me from messing up their plans.
Well, it's becoming ever increasingly difficult with the internet and the widespread popularity of the Patriot movement, especially after Ron Paul's run for the presidency.
Yes, it's getting difficult. Of course, they've anticipated that. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that there would be opposition. I don't think in the long range they really anticipated how much impact the internet would have in being able to give people a means of running around the major controlled media. But they certainly have the picture now, which is, I think, why they're almost at a frenzy speed to control the Internet and to turn it over to international monitoring and international control at the U.N. Because they want to prevent, political dissent. They want to prevent distribution of information and facts. And they want to do it, of course, in the name of protecting the people. So they'll always be talking about stopping pornography or terrorism or crime, or something like that, so that people will say, oh, good for you. I'm glad you're doing that. But meanwhile, their real motive, we know, is just to get control over the flow of information so that they can control the Internet just the way they now control radio and television and print media.
Absolutely. And they love to pose as our saviors when they are anything but our saviors. They are working towards eroding our sovereignty, destroying our economy, and bringing us into a North American Union so that they can get their new world order. And this is really their term for it, Mr. Griffin. I mean, we have people like George H.W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Blair, Gordon Brown, Henry Kissinger, all on tape using this, I guess, ambiguous term for global governance.
Well, it is an ambiguous term, and of course, they're masters at using words so that they sound good, and people don't really know what they mean. But as long as they sound good and give you that nice feeling inside, they accomplish their mission. There's been quite a science built up in the last 5 or 6 decades since the introduction of psychology as a social science, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
People have been perfecting means by which they can create impressions using words, not as a means of communication, but as a means of obfuscation and as a means of bewildering and confusing people rather than informing people. And they're quite good at that now. It's a new science, and you have to admire the skill with which they apply that science. And, of course, the average person who's not aware that he's the target of that is pretty easily influenced. He's like putty in their hands. So, that's what's going on right now. It's control for the mind. And as your show says, it's an info war. That's really what it is, because people are computers. Our minds are like computers. The smarter we are, the more high-powered the computer is, which means the more easily it can be programmed with garbage. Computers are not inherently smart. They're inherently fast, perhaps, or inherently complex and can do all kinds of things. But if you put false information, false data into a computer, it's going to come up with false solutions. In the same way with the human mind, if you put false data, false news, false information into the human mind, you can program the human mind just like you can program a computer. And, of course, that's what I was talking about a moment ago. That's the science of mind control. It's far advanced today.
Yeah, it is very far advanced. And, there's a guy out there. His name is Darren Brown, and he's big over in the UK, but he really exposes how fragile the human mind really is and how easily we really are influenced through subliminals and other techniques. And I recently watched this National Geographic special on U.S. mind control, and of course they admit to MKUltra. They even bring up Sirhan Sirhan as a possible Manchurian candidate. But overall, at the end, of course, they say, well, they haven't done this in years and it wasn't really useful and they weren't able to program everybody, so it's time to go back to sleep. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, naturally, if people are catching on to something that you want to hide and the facts are out there in the open, you cannot deny it forever. So the next best move is say, oh, yeah, well, it's true. Hey, absolutely, it's true. And isn't it terrible? I agree with you. It's terrible, and I'm glad they put an end to it.
and stop asking questions.
Yeah. But, this whole issue of mind control came up, and at least in my mind, during the commercial, before you introduced me to the show, we heard Alex talking about the New World Order And then you mentioned it again because it was George Bush Sr. that introduced the phrase into popular usage.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought up the issue of how nice that sounds, the new world order. And even global government or world government may sound pretty nice to people. And I think it's time to stop fighting it on the basis of global government, because you might say, well, what is wrong with world government? And the answer really, well, nothing is wrong with world government until you decide what kind of world government we're talking about. If it was a world government based on the principles of Freedom Force, for example, with individual liberty and freedom and respect for everybody's culture and the use of non-coercion in social activities and political activities, it might be a pretty good world to live in. But believe me, folks, this is not the kind of world government that these guys are talking about. The model they're using is not the model of Freedom Force. They're using the model of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. They're using the collectivist model of total control over the lives of every human being. So the issue is not really whether it's global government or not, or national government. The issue is what kind of government. And I wish more people would start talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if we retain our sovereignty and stay out of global government, we can still be in pretty deep trouble if we adopt the philosophy of collectivism, as we have done right here in our nation.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I mean, our Constitution and Bill of Rights are virtually gone. We barely have a First Amendment. Now that, you know, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 and parts of 3 have been signed into law, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which got rid of habeas corpus effectively for you and me, and now, you know, we don't even have the rights to face our accusers. It doesn't seem like we have a government that is just, a government for and by the people as it was originally designed, a government with three branches that ran checks and balances on one another. It seems like anything that they don't want you to know about can now just be said, oh, national security, can't talk about it.
That's right. So it's all over. The system of government that we had, as beautiful as it was and as much as we cherished it and defended it, it's been pretty well whittled away today, and it's time for people to wake up to that fact. And even having woken up, having awakened to it, then they have to deal with the question, what are we going to do about it? You know, just being informed is not enough. And so words, we're back to words. They can be used to communicate or they can be used to obfuscate. And
manipulate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? I am seeing people step up. For instance, you know, Alex went out to the Bilderberg meeting in 2006. There were about 15 people out there that knew what was going on, that were by Alex's side, that realized that these globalists don't have their best interests at heart. Well, the report today is between 1 and 200 people outside of Chantilly, Virginia, outside of the Marriott, protesting. Even the police seem to know what's going on. They're getting orders from the FBI and Secret Service to move these people. But the police are standing up for the protesters and saying, look, they have a First Amendment right. They're on a public sidewalk. You're going to have to leave them alone, which is very encouraging to me.
That is very encouraging. I'm surprised to hear it, but boy, that's good news, yes.
It's amazing news, and I know that we have it in us to step up and defeat this system. I remember you were on the show not so long ago, and you were talking about how in times of great peril, things are often switched. They don't usually get what they want, especially tyrannical governments. A lot of time at the darkest hour, we are able to turn this around. And I hope we can do that. I hope that we're waking up the masses. I hope that people are taking it upon themselves to write stories, start blogs, copy videos, spread, you know, G. Edward Griffin's books. I mean, The Creature from Jekyll Island is just an amazing account about how our economy truly works now.
Well, you're certainly on target there, I think, Jason. We can have all these wonderful plans of what should be done, what must be done, and all these essays that we write about, you know, this is how we're going to solve the problem. But unless we got the manpower,
mm-hmm.
unless we have the American people well enough informed that they understand what we're talking about and therefore support these reforms, then we're just wasting our time. So as much as we'd like to say, you know, it's no longer time for education, let's get busy and solve these problems, we still have a big educational job ahead of us, because it's almost like guerrilla warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guerrillas can never succeed unless they have the support of the general population. So that's pretty much where we stand today. We've got to awaken our fellow citizens to the reality, and we need their support. Even if they're not going to do much about it, we need them to understand what it is we're talking about and support us when we bring about the reforms.
Absolutely, and you helped support us this weekend when we did the InfoWars Money Bomb. We made over $200,000. We left it open until tomorrow, folks, and we're going to give out the grand total to start a new television show, a new network, hopefully on Dish TV, where we do an hour-long show, you know, like a 60 Minutes, like a 2020, without the spin, with the real story, with the true grit, the reality that the American people need to see. They need to understand, just because Obama is a great speaker and his logo is change you can vote for, doesn't mean there's going to be any real change. The man behind the man is Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, Trilateral Commission, CFR, top-level globalist. Why don't you speak to that?
Well, that's what we were just talking about before, how words can be used to obfuscate change. Well, that's wonderful, I suppose, but what change? Nobody's talking about what the change is. The change only is in the change of the name, the change of the candidate. Now, replace Bush with Obama, I suppose. That's change? Well, it is in a way, but when you get down to the nitty-gritties of the policies that they support, you're quite right. They're part of the CFR agenda. They're totally locked into it, and so nothing is really going to change at a fundamental level. Wow, isn't it time that the American people pick up on this? You know, it's like, I'm not a tennis player, but I understand that tennis players, if they're up against an opponent, they better study their opponent's serve very carefully so they don't fall for it time and time and time again. And yet the American voters are falling for the same serve, the same sliced serve, every 2 or every 4 years. And I don't know how they expect to win the game. They're not going to unless they wake up to the tricks of their opponent.
Well, that's why the Internet is so powerful. And I think that some of these YouTube videos that only have, you know, 2 or 15,000 hits need 2 or 15 million hits, especially the ones where Bill Clinton recently admits that he indeed did attend the Bilderberg Conference when he was out in Europe. He denies that he was there to set up a North American Union or even discuss any U.S. policy at all. He said, well, I was there, and I talked to some Europeans about what was going to happen in Russia. And then I played a clip earlier of the Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth asking Hillary Clinton if she attended the conference in 2006. And she's like, what conference? I don't even know what it is. And then they say, well, your husband attended. And she kind of nods. Oh, I really can't tell you. I just don't know. All right, thanks. And We Are Change just confronted both of them. I could only play half the clip because, you know, these rabid Clinton supporters start to get violent. They start to curse at him. They start to grab the camera. But when they ask Bill Clinton, you know, why doesn't the media cover Bilderberg? He says, I don't know. I haven't been there in 15 years. Well, yeah. I think he went in 99, so it was a little sooner than 15 years ago. And he knows damn well why the media is not outside reporting on it, because they're on the inside helping the agenda.
Yeah, that's right. They're very much a part of the mechanism. So, but it's encouraging to see that gradually, ever so gradually, like water slowly coming up inside the well, the water level is rising, the level of understanding is rising. I wish it would come up a little faster, but heck, it's coming up, and that's what's important.
Absolutely, and you know, we have to keep informing people, we have to spread the message, and again, G. Edward Griffin's books are top-notch, folks. Now, you're working on a new book. I've talked to you about a little bit about this. Why don't you tell the audience about your new project?
Well, it's embarrassing in a way because I've been working on it now technically ever since 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days after 9/11, I decided, oh, I've got to pull together this topic and produce a book. And I thought I would do it in about, you know, maybe a year and a half. And I'm still struggling along on it because not that I'm failing to get the information down on paper so much as that I'm crowded with other things that take up my day. But anyway, I'm still working on it, and I'm going to say it's probably about 65% to 70% done. And the title of it, the tentative title, is The Freedom Manifesto. That was the title I jotted down a couple of days after 9/11. And I still think it's a good title, but now we see that Congressman Paul's book uses the word manifesto, so I may not stick with that title.
But did you ever think in America we were going to have a New York Times number one best-selling book with manifesto in the title? which isn't fiction. No, you know, maybe a fiction book, but not something written by a congressman who, you know, raised more money than anybody else in the Republican candidacy for president.
Yeah, not by anybody that's speaking the truth, that's for sure. But there it is. And so it just proves that miracles can happen.
Absolutely. But look at the media blackout on that. I mean, anybody with a number one bestseller on the New York Times list is on Oprah. They're on every night talk show. They've got a dedicated hour on Larry King Live. But we haven't seen that with Mr. Paul. We've seen some sparse media appearances where he seems to be attacked, even though he's a best-selling author.
Yeah. Well, it just proves what we've been saying about the bias in the media. And but anyway, that's wonderful news. And as far as my own book is concerned, it is going to be quite different than Paul's book. Paul is focusing correctly, I think, focusing on political issues and themes which are of particular interest to the people who are kind of new to the movement, want to know how to vote and what's going on in the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas mine, you know how I do things. I can't start with today. I've got to get a run on it, and so I go back in history.
You like to peel back the layers.
I have to go back, peel back the layers, dig down to the roots, and because otherwise I don't think you can understand today if you don't really understand yesterday. It's a continuity, you know, and you certainly won't understand tomorrow if you don't see where today came from. So
those
anyway,
who don't know their
doing.
Past are doomed to repeat it in the future. We have one more segment with G. Edward Griffin. After this, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
found us. Strange days have tried us.
All right, folks, it's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind everybody out there, if you missed any of this four-hour broadcast, and it was a powerful four-hour broadcast with Rob Jacobson, Alex Jones, and Luke Radowski all calling in from Bilderberg. You can go to Infowars.com, and the refeed starts in about 6 minutes. That's Infowars.com. If you want to get at me, MySpace.com/Jason Burmis. We're on the line with G. Edward Griffin, an accomplished author and speaker. And before you go, Mr. Griffin, I'd like to get your take on Iran. In the last couple of days, I've been doing a lot of interviews. I talked to Daniel Estulon. He thinks that Iran is off the table. He feels like the European sect of this elite doesn't want to go in there. I'm of a little bit different opinion. I really feel like they want Iran, that could be their crowning jewel in the Middle East until they take over Saudi Arabia and really build this new Eurasian Union. What do you think?
Well, I have to start off by saying I'm certainly not a Middle East expert, and I haven't really studied that part of the puzzle as deeply as I have other parts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I have to agree with you, Jason, that it looks to me like for many, many years, if not decades, the master planning for this has gone back many, many years. And it looks to me like they've always wanted to have that military dominance in the Middle East. They wanted Iran. And it just seems to be that the people who are running the show, now we're not talking about the average American, we're talking about the CFR people and the people with that pretty are making the decisions. They want that, and they keep talking about it, and they keep trying to stimulate some kind of a international incident to justify our attack, make it look like it was retaliation and so forth. So I see no reason to believe that the people making the decisions have backed off at all.
Well, I'm with you on that, and you know what really scared me probably like 4 or 5 months ago when I saw this supposed speedboat, Iranian speedboat alongside a U.S. Navy craft, and they were reporting, oh, these guys were threatening to blow it up and this and that. I saw it all over the media, and they were speaking in English. And I remember I was over at my buddy's house watching this live, and I go, you watch. I go, 3 or 4 days from now, it's going to come out that whole thing was staged and it was totally fake, and sure enough, it did. And it looked to me, again, like they were trying to provocate another Gulf of Tonkin-type incident.
Yes, it's very clear. So I don't know. You know, I also know that these people are flexible. They've always got a plan B and maybe a plan C. So if for some reason their European counterparts decide that they don't want the U.S. in Iran at this time, you know, they might postpone it. They might try something else. But anyway, having said, I don't really consider myself to be an expert and certainly don't have any inside information. But I will answer the question by saying my opinion is that I think they're still determined to go in there.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. We've seen such a brutalization, really, of the U.S. economy, from the housing market going under to the fact that the dollar has been devalued to the point that it's below Canadian currency now, and the fact that we don't seem to be producing anything in this country. We're a nation of consumers and not producers. Where do you see the economy going in the next 6 months?
Well, I'm certainly not you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look at a graph. And if you look at the economy as though it were a graph, let's say the value of the dollar, and make a graph on it, and it's going down, 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 down. It's been doing that for a long, long time. And so you have to conclude that unless something changes, that line is going to continue to go down.
I have to agree with you there, too. G. Edward Griffin, thank you so much for spending a half an hour with us. This is the Alex Jones
Show. You're
very
welcome, Jason.
Thank
you.
Very welcome. And remember, if you missed any of it, you can catch the whole thing over again over at Infowars.com. Alex Jones from Bilderberg. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Thanks for having me. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.